this afternoon, our fellowship, another aspect, and then probably in a more brief way, and leave more time for more mutuality, maybe question, response, testimony, sharing, prophesying, and so forth.
我们今天下午继续，交通另外一方面负担，之后我们可能会有时间，大家可以有发问，有问答，
或者声音
或者其他的。
This morning we shared about God's intention.
早晨我们将通到神的心愿。
That is to build up His house.
就是建造他的居所。
In order to build a house, of course, He needs the material.
建造神的居所需要材料。
We all know that the only material He can use is actually Christ Himself.
唯一的材料他能够使用的其实就是基督自己。
So the way in order to increase, to gain more material,
为着得着更多的材料
he has to dispense himself into us.
他必须把他自己分赐到我们的里面
to regenerate us,
重生我们
to renew us,
更新我们
to transform us,
变化我们
so that we'll be fully one with him.
叫我们能够完全与他是一
in life and in nature.
在生命和性情上
But not in the Godhead,
但不在神格上
We will be his reproduction,
我们成为他的复制
And those are the material to build up his dwelling
这些就成为建造他居所的材料
So the way he did this, of course, he himself came to become a man
他这样建造的路乃是他有一天自己来成为人
You may say he is the first prototype as the building
你可以说他是这个建造的原型。
In the miniature, you may say typified by the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
你可以说这是有旧约的这个帐幕呢，它是一个雏形。
And then through his death and the resurrection.
那借着他的死与复活。
And then he became the life-giving spirit.
他就成为赐生命的灵。
To dispense himself into us.
把他自己分赐到我们的里面。
His God became a man.
他是神成为人。
Through the death and the resurrection, he bring man into a resurrected realm.
借着死而复活，他就把人带到复活的领域里。
And that become the very first prototype.
他就成为这一个标准的原型
and that's typified as a grain of wheat
这也是用这一粒的麦子
fall to the ground and produce the many grains
一粒麦子落在地里食了就结出许多的籽粒
and today he has life-giving spirit he came into us to regenerate us
今天他成为赐生命的灵进到我们的里面重生我们
so that the man can become God in life and in nature but not in the Godhead
这样 能够成为神在生命和性情上
and this is the way he produced the material
for his building 这就是他产生建造材料的路
so that this is typified by the temple
这就是由这个圣殿来预表
so today we must progress to the temple church life
所以今天我们需要从帐幕的召会生活前进到圣殿的召会生活
And in this new creation He did everything through man In the principle of incarnation
在新造里他是借着道成肉身的原则来产生一切
Today he is the head We are his body
今天他是头我们是他的身体
So we as the church will carry out the intention the good pleasure of the head
所以现在的身体呢就来实行完成了头一切的意愿和他的旨意
So therefore he commissioned all his disciples
所以他托付所有他的门徒们
To go to all the nations
要去使万民
To disciple them
成为他的门徒
To teach them
教导他们
To preach the gospel to them
传福音给他们
So they can be brought into this the enlarged testimony
所以他们能够被带到这个他扩大的见证
So you may say the number one commission
所以你可以说他第一个托付
is that he commissioned us to preach this gospel
他托付我们来传扬福音
So this morning I mentioned in the beginning all these disciples and all those saved ones in the prototype of the church life
所以今天我提到这些门徒这些基督徒他们在这个原型这个 原型的这个里面。
They continue steadfastly in apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
他们坚定持续在使徒的教训和交通里。
And that's the dispensing of the divinity into the humanity.
借着这个，他把他神性分赐到人里面。
Because apostles' teaching is the word of God.
因为使徒的教训就是神的话。
And the word of God is God himself to dispense himself into us.
神的话就是神自己为着分赐他自己到我们的里面。
The word is the spirit.
他的话就是灵。
Then the spirit is life.
那个灵就是生命。
So when they continue steadfast in the word, and then this will dispense the divine nature into us.
当他们坚定持续在神的话里，这就把神圣的性情分赐到我们的里面。
We got to regenerate through the hearing of the faith.
我们是借着听信来得着重生。
And hear what? Hear the word of God.
这个话就是借着神的话。
So in Acts 5, in Acts 5 verse 42, it says, and every day, 他们每次。 Every day in the temple and from house to house,
并且挨家挨户,
they did not cease teaching and announcing the gospel.
不住施教,
and announced the gospel of Jesus as the Christ.
传耶稣基督的为福音,
so, in other words, the one thing they do is they preach the gospel.
所以他们做一件事情就是传扬福音.
So, not only they themselves enjoy the word.
所以不但他们自己享受神的话,
they want to propagate this to the others.
他们也要来繁殖这一个,
they did not cease.
他们不住的,
teaching,
教导,
and announcing,
宣告,
the gospel,
这福音,
Jesus as the Christ.
就是耶稣基督为福音。
Of course, Jesus is Christ as the Christ. This, you may say, entire content of the gospel.
你也可以说耶稣基督就是
This includes his incarnation,
包含他的成为肉体,
his death and the resurrection,
他的死与复活,
and then become crowned him with Christ.
然后他被加冠成为基督, the anointed one,
give him the name above every name.
赐给他超乎万名之上的名,
in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
在他的名里, 万膝跪拜, 万口承认,
that this man, Jesus,
这一个人, 耶稣,
is actually God himself.
就是神自己,
accomplished everything.
他成就了一切,
resurrected, ascended, and enthroned.
他是复活升天, 并且登宝座,
conquered everything.
他胜过了一切,
so therefore, the whole universe, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord.
万膝必跪拜, 万口必承认耶稣基督为主。
This is the good news.
这是好消息。
So my point is that these disciples in the early church life, they themselves enjoying the word.
所以我的点就是这第一批的这些门徒们呢, 他们自己啊, 享受神的话。
And not only just they themselves enjoy it,
不但他们自己享受,
they announce this as the gospel, good news.
他们也传扬这个, 就是当作好信息。
And to everyone.
给每一个人。
So that's why this is fulfilling God's commission to them in Matthew 28.
这就是啊, 他们, 应验了, 成就了啊, 主在马太福音, 给他们的托付。
All the authority have given to me.
天上地上, 地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore go.
所以你们要去。
Disciple the nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
Baptize into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit.
把他们进入父子圣灵的名里。
And behold, I will be with you.
我就与你们同在。
So this is the commission.
所以这就是托付。
And this is in Acts, this is what they are doing.
这也就是在使徒行传里面他们所做的。
They are fulfilling God's commission.
他们啊, 来成就神给他们的托付。
So in our church life,
所以在我们的召会生活里,
we need to recover this aspect.
所以我们需要恢复这一面的生活。
That is, do not cease to teaching and announcing the gospel.
就是不停止啊, 宣扬福音, 就是耶稣基督为福音。
The good news.
就是好消息,
to bring everybody, everyone into the same enjoyment as we have enjoyed.
就是把每一个人啊, 都带到我们所有的享受里。
So to continue in this morning,
继续今天早上的交通,
you know, we have to open the homes.
所以我们需要把家打开。
That's the station, that's the place.
这是这个地方, 这是一个站口。
95% of the church life is in the homes.
95%的教会生活是在家里。
Because that's where we live.
因为这是我们所生活的地方。
That's where we carry out all the daily activities.
这是我们每天生活行动的地方。
So we have to open up our homes.
所以我们需要把我们的家打开。
But once we open the homes, what do we do there?
这样我们把家打开，我们做什么呢
？Certainly, we have to enjoy the Lord.
我们当然需要享受主。
In the Word, in the Spirit.
在灵里，在话里。
And not just for us.
不单是为我们自己。
But also preaching the gospel to the others.
并且传扬福音给别人。
Announcing that Jesus is Christ.
传扬耶稣基督为福音。
Because most people, a lot of people, they don't know who is Jesus.
因为很多人他不认识耶稣基督是谁。
We have to tell them.
所以我们必须告诉他们。
Jesus is the Lord.
耶稣是基督，是主。
Jesus is God incarnated.
耶稣是神，成为人。
And why does God have to come to the earth?
神为什么呢？要来到地上呢
？And then you can share with them.
你就可以告诉他们。
We are the sinners.
我们是罪人。
He came as the Lamb of God.
他来做神的羔羊。
To take away the sin of the world.
来除去世人的罪。
Not only that, he came to give us life.
他也把生命赐给我们
，and even life more abundantly，
并且赐给我们更丰盛的
生命。Not only that, he will make us his sons，
对，叫我们成为他的儿子
，with his life and the nature，
有他的生命和性情。
Not only that, he wants to give us all the inheritance，
不但如此，他要给我们产业。
We can live a divine life，
我们能够活一个神圣的生活
，that's a mingled life，
一个调和的生活。
We are human yet divine。
我们是人，我们也是有神圣。
Yeah, all this the full content of the gospel, little by little, bit by bit, share with them.
这个完整福音的内容，一点一点的，我们需要告诉他们。
In other words, the full gospel of God.
换句话说，就是那个完整的神的福音。
And we ourselves need to get into the full gospel of God.
我们自己也需要进入这个神的完整的福音。
We have already enjoyed, you may say, the initial stage of the gospel.
可以说我们已经享受了这个神福音的初阶。
We are just like those saints in the Hebrew, God, in the book of the Hebrew.
我们就像在希伯来书里面讲的。
God is always calling us to come forward.
神一直在呼召我们要进前来。
From one stage to another stage.
从一个阶段到下一个阶段。
Growing in Him.
在他里面成长。
Making progress in Him.
在他里面有进展。
So that we can grow.
叫我们能够长大。
The Christ can be formed in us.
叫基督能够成形在我们里面。
Not only forming us, but growing us.
不但成形，他也在能够一直的长。
Until full maturity.
长到成熟的地步。
Isn't that the gospel?
在福音书。
Isn't this the good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
And we need to speak this to one another.
我们也需要彼此对说。
So as we are sharing the gospel to the new ones.
当我们把这样的福音传扬给新来的新人。
We are actually enjoying the same.
其实我们在享受同样的。
This is actually Paul's attitude.
这就是保罗的态度。
So he says, I want to share this gospel with the others.
所以保罗就说我要把这样的福音传给别人。
In other words, when he shared this gospel with others, he himself participated in it.
所以当他传福音给别人的时候，他就有份于福音。
And he also says, as he's preaching the gospel to the others.
他也讲到他传福音给别人的时候
，and he himself endeavor enter into the reality and the experience of what he was preaching。
所以他也在那里呢，是要进入他所传扬福音的实际里。
So that he says, so that it will not happen. I preach the gospel to the others. I myself become disapproved。
所以他讲我不要传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So this is how we go on.
这就是我们怎么往前。
On the one hand, we share the gospel with others.
一方面我们传扬福音给别人。
On the one hand, on the other hand, we ourselves is making progress on this way of the full gospel.
我们是也在这个完全福音的路上往前。
Our gospel is an entire New Testament ministry.
我们的福音其实就是整本神新约的指示。
We need to hear the gospel.
我们需要听见福音。
The deeper part of the gospel.
更深的福音。
But we also need to share this gospel, whatever the stage people are, accordingly to meet their need and meet our need.
我们也需要把这个福音不同阶段的好消息告诉别人。
So this is why Paul says, "I live by the gospel."
所以保罗说我靠着福音养生。
We live by the gospel.
我们靠着福音生活。
Because gospel is the good news.
因为福音呢就是好消息。
And the good news makes us happy.
好消息就叫你高兴。
Everybody like to hear the good news.
人人都希望听到好消息。
You know, every time somebody, oh, I have a good news for you.
当每次有人跟你讲，我有个好消息。
Immediately we perk up.
我们就马上精神起来。
Tell me about the good news.
就希望听见什么好消息啊。
So every day we have to tell each other the good news.
所以我每天呢都需要彼此把这个好消息啊来传报。
Which is the gospel of God.
这就是神的福音。
So Paul says, you know, I live, I do everything for the sake of the gospel.
所以保罗说了，我是为着福音啊做一切。
He did nothing.Everything is for the sake of the gospel.
他没有做任何别的事，他做的一切都是为着福音。
But of course, we have to understand this gospel is really the full counsel of God. All good news for us.
所以这个福音呢，我们需要了解到，其实就是整个神的安排，神的。
Yeah, we need to get into it.
我们需要，所以我们需要进入。
And share with the others.
跟别人传扬这样的福音。
So this is the beginning of the church life in Acts chapter 5.
这就是《使徒行传》第五章这个教会生活的开始。
They are in the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
他们都在使徒的教训和教宗里。
As they enjoyed, and then they will announce this gospel to everyone else.
他们自己享受了，他们就把这样的福音
的传报给其他人。And the number got to add to the church.
这样得救的人数就加给教会。
So my point is that our living.
我的点就是我们的生活。
We live for the gospel.
我们是为福音而活。
We live enjoying the gospel.
我们为着我们享受福音而活。
Gospel encourages us.
福音啊，叫我们得着鼓励。
Many times I say this to the saints.
很多时候我对圣徒们说。
When you are down.
你下沉的时候。
Depressed.
你很受压的时候。
Disappointed.
你失望的时候。
Discouraged.
你不受鼓励的时候。
You find someone to preach the gospel.
你找个人传福音给他。
I guarantee you, you'll be uplifted.
我保证你你就起来了。
Because the gospel, when you preach the gospel, at least one person will be saved.
因为你传福音的时候，至少有个人会得救。
That's yourself.
就是你自己。
When we preach the gospel, we save us, save ourselves, and save those who hear us.
我们传福音不但是救我们自己，也救那些听见的人。
So we saints, you know, gospel is our living.
所以我们活着是为着福音。
In where I am, the church in Riverside, we have a banner in the meeting hall.
在我们这个 Riverside 这个我们教会里面有个标语。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生活。
Gospel is our living.
福音是基督是我们的生命，福音是我们的生活。
That's a very good banner in the meeting hall or the homes.
这个标语摆在会所摆在家里都很好。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
Gospel is our living.
福音就是我们的生活。
We live in the reality of the gospel.
我们活在这个福音，我们活在这个福音的实际里。
You know, when you have some problems in the home.
如果你家里有问题的时候。
And you have to remember, Christ is your life.
你要记住这个基督是你的生命。
Which is your inward supply.
是你里面的供应。
And the gospel is our living.
福音。是我们的生活。
That's our outward expression.
是我们外面的一个彰显。
That's our express what we enjoy.
也就是我们彰显我们所享受的。
So, Christ is our life.
所以基督是我们的生命。
Gospel is our living.
福音是我们的生活。
This is Paul's living.
这就是保罗的生活。
Yeah, he considered himself, you know, a debtor, as my wife said it this morning.
保罗是他是欠福音的债，就像我的姊妹。
Why is we in debt? Because we receive it for free.
为什么我们这个欠这个福音的债呢
？Because somebody give you something.
因为这个福音我们得到的时候呢，是白白的得到的。
And you haven't paid any price.
我们没有付任何的代价。
So that you have become a debtor.
所以你就欠福音的债。
So you have to repay.
所以你要还这个福音的
债。How do you repay?
你怎么还呢
？Just freely share the same thing we receive freely to freely given to the others.
就是白白得来的，白白的送出去。
Because Paul received the gospel freely.
因为保罗是白白得着福音的好处。
So now he had to share this gospel freely to the others.
所以保罗呢，也把这样的福音呢，白白的传给别人。
And today, all of us receive the same commission.
今天我们每一个人都得着同样的托付。
We need to share this gospel with the others.
我们要把这样的福音传给别人。
Otherwise, as Paul said, the woe is me.
不然，就像保罗说的，我们就有祸了
Yeah, Because if you don't, that means if you don't preach the gospel, I can guarantee you, you will gradually become dead.
我保证你，如果你不传福音的话呢，你这个人啊，就慢慢的死沉了。
You know, because if only coming in without the outlet.
因为啊，如果你是一个只有接受的一个口，
没有出口，
没有出口
without any outlet. You know what that situation is?
那个是什么？
That's called the Dead Sea.
那个就是死海。
Nothing eventually, nothing can grow there.
死海是什么里面什么活的东西都没有。
In the name, you might be living.
也许它有活的名字。
In reality, you're dead.
但实际上呢，你是死的。
You know, the very good checking whether something is living is that will they bear the fruit.
知道一个东西活不活呢，就看那个东西有没有结果。
If there's a year after year, there's no fruit.
如果年年呢，一年过一年，它没有结果。
Something is wrong with this plant.
这个植物呢，它是有点问题。
And eventually, what the Lord says,
主最后就讲什么呢？
You may get it cut off.
可能呢，这个树就要被砍下来了。
Well, the Lord says very clearly, if a branch doesn't bear fruit, and then it will be what? Cut off.
这个主讲得很清楚，枝子不结果子，就要被剪下来。
Yeah, even the tree, you know, that the fig tree did not bear the fruit will be cursed.
这个不结果子的无花果树呢，就要被砍下来。
But those who bear the fruit,
那些结果子的
you'll be flourishing.
你就要非常的繁茂。
Everyone can bear the fruit.
人人都可以结果子。
As long as you're living and healthy.
只要你是活的，是健康的。
Many times we say, oh, younger people can bear fruit.
有人说年轻人可以结果子。
Well, older ones can bear fruit also.
年老的、年长的呢，也可以结果子。
Yeah, everyone can bear fruit.
所以人人都可以结果子。
Actually, in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, it says, you know, if we live right before the Lord, even in the old age, you will bear fruit.
在旧约里面，主说这个甚至当我们在主面前正常的时候。健康的时候呢，我们年长的时候、年老的时候呢，还要结果子。
You know, I see many older saints like me.
有些年长的，像我，在这个聚会里。
I can tell you, we can still bear fruit.
我可以说，我们还是结果子的。
Whether bearing fruit is not in our physical age.
这个结不结果子呢，不是说你身体的年岁。长不长
It's our spiritual age.
是你属灵的年龄怎么样
But the spiritual age is very divine and mystical.
这属灵的年龄算法呢是神圣跟奥秘的
That is, the more years in the Lord,
你在主里年岁越长
the younger you become.
你就越年轻
Because you are being renewed day by day with many, many years.
因为你天天日日更新许多年都在这个更新的过程里。
So if we live one with the Lord, we are getting younger and younger.
所以我们过一个与主一世一的生活呢，我们越过越年轻。
We are young in the spirit.
我们在灵里是年轻的。
We are new and fresh.
我们是非常年轻新鲜的。
We are full of the vitality.
满了活力。
And then we can still bear fruit.
就我们就还是可以继续的结果子。
And I would say even bear better and more.
甚至我可以说我们结的更多更好的果子。
You know, don't ever say I'm too old to bear fruit.
千万不要讲你我现在年纪太大了不结果子了。
You know, bear fruit in many different ways.
你可以在不同的方面结
果子。Because it's a spiritual matter.
因为这是一个属灵的事情。
Certainly, we can physically still contacting people.
这个我们还可以接触很多的人。
Recently, I was in Houston area visiting some saints.
最近我在休斯顿拜访。
In the northern part of the city, there's an old brother. He was about 80 some.
在这个休斯顿北边呢，有一个年长，他大概八十岁左右。
He's not very easy to walk around.
他行动上不便，不大能够走动。
You know, to go door by door or something like that.
要一家一家过走的话不容易。
So he find a way.
他想了一个方法。
You know, he doesn't have to walk around too much.
这样他不必走太多。
And wait for people to come to him.
就是叫别人到他这里来。
You know where he went?
你知道他去哪里吗
？It's a very good thing.
这是非常好的一件事。
He went to a laundromat.
他就到这个洗衣店里面。
He was waiting. If somebody put in this coin,
当有人在用那个机器要洗衣服的时候
this guy got trapped for half an hour.
这个人在那里他有半个钟头要洗衣服，他就不动了。
He bring a gospel track,
他就把福音单张带着
and share with them.
就传福音。
He bear many fruit that way.
啊，他结了不少果子。
You know, this come back to the same point.
啊，这个回到同一个点。
If you have a burden,
如果你有一个负担
，you find all kinds of way to preach the gospel.
你就有想那个一个方法了。
He probably have all the excuse. I'm old, my leg is not good, I cannot walk around. How am I gonna do it?
啊，他也许找理由说，我年纪大了，我行动不便，我怎么能够走动呢？
啊 ，He has the wisdom.
啊，他有这个智慧。
He find a way.
就想一个方法。
Just wait at the laundry mat.
就是在这个洗衣店那边等着。
People come to you know, do their laundry.
啊，人来啊，洗衣服。
And they put in their coin.
啊，他用那个机器。
Well, when this thing began to turn.
洗衣机开始转动的时候。
These guys have nothing to do.
啊，这个人坐在那里没事做。
That's his opportunity.
这就是他的机会。
To share with them.
就传福音。
You know, I'm just giving. That's really inspired me.
啊，这个见证很鼓舞我。
You know, we can always share something.
我们总是可以，说一些。
This have a burden, you always find a way.
你有这个负担，你就会找一个路。
If I don't have a burden, you never have any way.
你没有负担了，那你就没有路。
You know, this road is all open to you. As you go, but you don't want to go there.
如果有条路它开了，让你走，但是你没有意愿走。
Well, you say, well, maybe there's a trap there.
也许你会找理由，也许路上有个陷阱。
Oh, I may fall down over there or something.
或许我走路过去，他跌倒了。
But if you have a burden,
如果你有一个负担
even there's a jungle there,
即使是个森林在你前面
you will find a way.
你会找一条路
you will beat out the path, go through it.
你会把这个路开了就走走进去
Isn't that right?
对不对？
You know, whatever we like to do, we have burden to do, we always find a way to get it done.
我们想做的，我们有负担做的，我们就找一条路来做。
You know, the burden for the gospel.
福音的负担。
We need to pray for this.
我们需要祷告。
The Lord says, if we don't preach the gospel, woe is me.
主的话是说，我们不传福音就有祸了。
Because we will eventually get dead.
因为啊。我们啊，如果不传福音了，我们这个人就会死沉。
You know, we get the weakened, weakened and weakened.
我们会啊越来越软弱。
And gradually we'll lose the appetite.
慢慢的我们也失去这个胃口。
And then whatever we have, we think we're in the spirit, but actually we're just in our soul.
可能让你到后来呢，你以为你在的灵里，结果其实你是在你的魂里。
And that's not according to God's economy.
这是这样是不是照着神的经纶
God's economy for us is that we should bear fruit.
神的经纶是我们需要结果子
We should be his testimony.
我们必须是主的见证
You know, I was again at a certain time visit Israel.
我过去在以色列访问的时候
And,
去以色列的时候
I think we visit the probably Mount Transfiguration or certain mount. I cannot remember exactly.
我不记得我们到了一个山，也许是这个变化山。
And in this cliff, you know, there are many holes there.
有这个峭壁，上面有很多的洞。
We ask, what are those?
我们呢就问说这些洞是干什么的
？And this is in some medieval time, you know, some of those quote godly people.
他们说啊，这是在中古时代啊，有些这个圣者。
You know, they dug a hole in the cliff.
他们在这个峭壁上就挖个洞。
And then they live there for the rest of their life.
他们就住在那个洞里啊，过他们的余生。
And one particular one is this young man and probably very rich, and then he lived in there. He never came out because the food.And the necessities all by a rope from the basket, you know, going up and down.
这个年轻人他很富有，他就住在那个洞里，他就从来没有再出来。
And these
因为这个食物是用这个绳子吊上去给他吃。
And these are the ones they try to be holy.
这些人呢、啊，他们想成圣。
You know, they want to just spend all the time before the Lord.
他们想啊，就是活在主神的面前。
You know, I have a feeling. I have a feeling. I say.Lord, I thank you. I live in this age. We have the ministry of the age.
我说主啊，实在感谢你，我们是活在这一个时代，在这一个时代呢，我们有执事的话。
To be isolated by yourself, try to be holy, try to get into the word, just enjoy the Lord's presence like that is absolutely not according to God's economy.
你这个过这个孤单的生活，想要成圣自己活这个绝对不是照着神的经纶。
The Lord wants us, the Lord Himself, actually, He came to live among men.
主其实他自己来成为人，活在人的当中。
He is very busy among the people.
他在这些人当中是非常忙碌的。
And he live out the Christ, he live out the God's life that way.
他把神的生命啊，是在这样的人群当中活出来。
And he came to preach the gospel to everyone.
他来是传福音给所有的人。
He healed the sick.
他医治这个病者。
To meet everyone's need.
来啊，应付了所有人的需要。
Cast out the demons.
啊，赶出污鬼。
Announce the good news.
啊，传扬福音。
And to minister Christ, minister God's life to people.
把神的生命啊，供应给人。
This is a God-man living.
这是啊，神人的生活。
That is, we need to not only enjoy ourselves, the more so we need to flow out God.
这个我们需要想自己享受神，然后把神呢涌流出去。
So saints, we certainly need to enjoy the Lord.
啊，所以圣徒们啊，我们实在是需要享受主。
That's the source. That's the supply. That's everything to us.
这是源头，这是供应，这是我们的一切。
But if you just enjoy the Lord by yourself, it never flows everything out, anything out.
如果你只是享受神做我们的一切，没有涌流出任何的。
Never have any thought or result of bearing the fruit.
没有任何的思想说我们需要结果子。
And then this is absolutely not according to the economy of God.
这是绝对不是照着神的经纶的。
We have to understand this.
我们必须了解这一点。
We have to realize this.
我们必须认识了解。
If we say, boy, every day, you know, I spend the time before the Lord, I enjoy so much of the Lord, and that's the end of it.
你以为你每天享受主，你这么享受主，你以为这就是终结了。
Year after year, year after year, and then without any fruit.
你一年过一年这样子。却没有果子。
You must question that.
你必须自己问自己。
Is this a real normal Christian life?
这个是不是一个正常的基督徒生活？
Yeah. Is it really a normal church life?
是不是一个正常的教会生活？
Because we are not only Christians.
因为我们不只是基督徒。
We are members.
我们是肢体。
You know, Brother Lee made a distinction.
尼弟兄啊，他做了一个分别。
That is, you realize you are Christian, and the realization you are a member.
就是你要认识你是基督徒，你也需要认识你是一个肢体。
There is a great difference there.
中间有很大的区别。
And Brother Lee even say this: when you really see that you are a member, it's like you are saved the second time.
尼弟兄甚至说，当你认识你是肢体的时候呢，你是等于是啊。第二次的得救。
In other words, the first time I realize I'm a Christian, I receive God into me.
换句话说，就是你是一个基督徒，了解到你接受了主到你的里面。
You can be very individualistic.
但是你可能非常的单独。
All by yourself.
是你个人。
Just me.
就是我。
Everything's for me.
什么都是为着我。
Well, you are Christian.
虽然你是基督徒。
And you may do this and that, all independent from the others.
你是啊，跟别人没有任何的关系，自己过自己的生活。
But when you realize you're a member of the body of Christ,
当你了解到你是基督身体上的一个肢体
，this will change your view completely.
这会把你整个的这个眼光改变。
You realize you're a member,
因为你了解到你是一个肢体。
You need others.
你需要别的肢体。
You depend on the others.
你依靠别的肢体。
You cannot be living an independent life.
你不能过一个单独的生活。
You cannot be isolated.
你不可以独立。
Your supply not come from the head, but also come from other members.
你的供应不只是从头而来，也是从别的身体而来。
This is Paul in this in many in Romans, in Corinthians, many times he says, "You are a member of the body of Christ."
在罗马书，在哥林多前书，他也一直提到我们是基督身体上的肢体。
And we have been baptized into one body.
我们也受浸了，进成一个身体。
Yeah, in Matthew, we have been baptized into the triune God.
在马太福音讲到，我们是在进到三一神的里面。
That's absolutely true.
这是完全是真
实的。It's glorious.
是荣耀的。
But in Corinthians, we're baptized into one body.
在灵前是讲到，我们是受浸，是进入基督的身体。
To make us a member of the body of Christ.
叫我们成为基督身体的一个肢体。
And in that body, in the one body, we drink of the one spirit that's in the one body.
在这个身体里，我们得以隐于一位灵，这是在一个身体里面来隐于。
Well, there are many implications of that, of this realization.
像这些的意思，在很多别的章节里面都有这样的隐藏的 说到。
Yeah, I don't want to spend much time to extend that.
我不愿花很多时间这样讲下去。
But suffice to realize that we are a member.
但是我们需要了解到我们是一个肢体。
And then this member is in the body of Christ.
然后这个肢体呢是在基督的身体的里面。
And this member, this body, need to grow.
这个身体呢它需要生命长大。
To grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
要长成基督身体丰满的身量。
So it needs to grow.
所以它需要长大。
So that requires to propagate.
所以这个就需要我们繁殖。
We need to propagate this.
我们需要繁殖。
So we need to preach the gospel.
所以我们需要传福音。
We share with the others.
跟别人
分享。And receive from the others.
也从别人接受。
And this is our fellowship.
这就是我们的交通。
This is our church life.
这也是我们的教会
生活。This is our body life.
这也是我们身体的生
活。In that we have a proper growth.
这样我们就有一个正确的这个成长。
Mutually regulated.
我们彼此呢接受调整
supplied and corrected
供应也改正
we enjoy the freedom also enjoy the restrictions
我们享受这个自由也享受受限制
and so the whole body came out properly beautifully as a testimony of Christ himself
像这个身体呢就能够成为基督非常美好的一个见证
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
and then today we do have in this kind of livingThe gospel will go out.
在这样的生活的里面，这样福音就可以传扬出去。
And we can glorify God with all those fruits.
我们借着多结果子，父就因此得荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, my burden is this: saints, we need to live a gospel living.
我的负担就是，我们大家都需要过一个福音的生活。
In order to live a gospel living.The condition, of course, we have to abide in Him.
要过一个福音的生活，它有一个条件，就是我们需要住在主里面。
We need to be one with Him.
我们需要与主是一。
And then in this kind of living, it automatically, in order to bear the fruit, automatically it will sanctify us.
在这样的生活的里面，为了结果子呢，我们很自然的就会被圣别。
Because you know, we have to live among the people.
因为我们需要在人的当中生活。
Again, if we live a double life,
如果我们在人当中过一个两面的生活
，people will see through it.
别人会看穿你。
And our gospel will have no power.
这样你所传的福音就不会有冲击力。
It's not convincing.
没有力量，不够说服力。
People say, well, you know, what you live, what you do not say is speak louder than what you say.
别人会说。你这个不说的那一部分，就是你生活的部分呢、啊，
yeah.
比你传的那一部分声音还大。
So this automatically will sanctify us.
所以这样的生活呢，传福音的生活呢，它就会圣别我们。
Will restrict us.
也会限制我们。
And this is the gospel living.
这就是一个福音的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what time is it. Maybe you know, maybe I should just stop here. Maybe you have some questions, so I can have some response. Or what do you think?
Good.
Or maybe saints have some sharing or what?
Okay. Q&A. Okay. Okay. 好，现在我们弟兄就觉得他讲到这里，这样我们有一点互动弟兄姊妹你们有些什么问题我们弟兄也可以回答不管是福音的也好早上我们弟兄交通的也好弟兄姊妹你们都可以
Maybe I can before that and I will give my some of my testimony.
或许在这个我们继续有这个问答的这一段的时候呢，我再讲一点我的见证。
Not long after I got saved.
在我得救不久。
Certainly, I have a lot of burden to share the gospel with my family.
那个时候我就对。向我家里传福音了，家人传福音了，很有负
担。And you know, in the youthful zeal,
在我年轻的时候，那个热忱的心
We had a lot of argument debates, with my father.
我跟我父亲有很多争执的话。
He grew up in the what we call the in Chinese they call the May 4th movement, 五四运动。
他的父亲是在五四运动那一段时间
You know, that's you may say, it's sort of like a Chinese Renaissance time. Renaissance.
就它有点像这个在中国的文艺复兴那一段阶段。
You know, all kinds of new thoughts. The main is democracy and the science. They call Mr. D, Mr. S.
You know, that will save China. 民主科学时代。
So he was a very, very, you may say, you know, avant-garde. You know, he's fully into the democracy to beat down this Qin dynasty or this imperialism and so forth. And everything China is backward. Science is everything.You know, that kind of thoughts.
所以他是民主人士、哦、要打倒 清朝满清、哦、然后呢要这个崇尚民主科学
yeah, yeah.
要 科学至上
做中国的
哲先生赛先生、yeah. 哲先生他就是 S、哦、跟 D、
yeah. So everything you know, he thought that he's very very you know, forward looking and so forth and then when I made a long story short, when I was saved, baptized, and so forth, you know, he considered I was in the superstition.
啊，所以他认为他是虔敬人士啊。那我们弟兄信主之后呢，他是在这个迷信的啊，这一堆的人里面。
Yeah, everything, give me the proof. 啊，
他总是要我啊，把证明拿出来。
I said, I'm the proof.
他就说他自己就是证明了。
Because I was a very, very difficult naughty boy.
因为我原来啊非常顽皮的一个小孩。
Anyway, so but my point is really this. But for a long long time, you know, he was not saved.
所以他很长的一段时间呢，我父亲没有得救。
So I shared with the brothers.
啊，所以我就告诉弟兄们。
You know, I really wanted my parents to be saved.
啊，我很盼望我的父亲啊，父母啊得救。
And so the point is this. They say, oh, you have to pray for them.
他们就跟我讲啊，你要需要为他们祷告。
That of course I do.
所以我也为他们祷告了。
But also says, you know, if there's anything in you that between you and the Lord, you have to deal with it.
同时、啊、他们也说到、啊，如果你跟主之间有任何的问题的话呢，你需要对付这些问题。
So that you will be nothing there for the Lord to flow, and also there's no offense.
这样的话呢，你就、没有任何的东西拦阻主流出去，也没有任何的这个过犯。
So to make a long story short, in order for me to share the gospel with them,
所以长话短说呢，为了要我能够把福音传出去、说出去
，I have to be before the Lord all the time.
所以我就需要一直活在主的面前
，for Lord to shine on me,
让主光照我
，to deal with everything He shines.
叫我对付呢主所光照的每一件事。
You know, in a way, that's called the losing of the soul life.
这个也可以说就是、啊、丧失魂生命。
You know, how I talk with them, how I behave before them, how I converse with them, everything I have to consecrate to the Lord and then be restricted.
所以在我所说的、所行的所有的呢，我都需要、奉献给主。
In other words, this is the Lord's way to deal with our inward being.
这也就是、啊、主用来对付我们的内里的。
And it's highly motivated me.
这就、啊、叫我很有这个这个活力动力
动机
啊
动机 motivate 动机
动机是 motive 所以
motivate
motivate 就是叫我很里面呢、啊、有这个发动的力量
啊。Anyway, and so this actually greatly changed.You know, you may say guiding my Christian living.
这个可以说呢，就引导了我基督徒的生活。
To make a long story short, eventually.
长话短说，最后。
In my whole family, whatever the problem they have.
在我家里面所有的问题。
They come to me for the answer.
他们就来问我，叫我给这个解答。
And when other people try to get my parents to help them with something.
当别人、啊、来找我父母帮忙的时候、
They say, well, we don't know how to help you, but go to talk with my son.
他们、啊、这个我爸妈说我不懂怎么帮你的忙，你去问问我儿子。
And I have their full trust.
他们完全的信靠我。
Because they know I will never tell a lie.
因为他们知道我不会说谎。
I will do everything according to the law.
我会照着主来做一切的事情。
So they fully trust in me.
所以他们完全信任我。
And they trust the others to me.
也把别人呢、啊、托付给我。
They themselves, you know, they're willing to pray with me?
他们后来也就愿意为跟我一同祷告。
You know, you may say judicially saved.
所以你可以说他们是法理的得救了。
But organic salvation, that's another story.
但是是不是生机得救啊？那是另外一回事。
But eventually, I would say, when my father was almost 100 years old, he was baptized.
当我父亲最后呢，将近100岁的时候呢，他受浸了。
But it's not that he delayed that long.But for, you know, after just a short time, he says, I really want to believe your God.
不是说他拖了那么久，他其实有一段时间他就说了，我实在是愿意相信你的神。
But somehow within, there's something there, just couldn't get all the way through.
就是，结果是他有些里面有些东西啊，还不通。
So my point is this.
所以我的点是。
Preaching the gospel.
传福音。
Will change our living.
会改我们的生
活。Because in order for the gospel be able to get out,
因为这个福音要出去的时候，
we have to be open to the Lord.
我们必须让主敞开。
For him to train us.
让他来训练我们。
For him to deal with us.
让他来对付我们。
All the inward hidden things.
所有隐藏的黑暗的。
Our attitude with others.
暗地的。我们的跟别人的关系
our conversation with others,
我们跟别人谈话
and many things other people may not see,
很多事情可能别人看不见
but the Lord will see it,
但是主看得见
and so if we are not bearing the fruit,
所以如果我们不结果子
and we do want to bear fruit,
我们都希望结果子
and that will motivate us to come to deal with the Lord,
这就会叫我们呢愿意到主的面前来
Lord, is there something between you and me?
如果有任何呢主啊我跟你的之间 有隔绝的
is there something that is hidden?
有些什么隐藏的东西吗
？That caused me to be barren.
叫我呢不结果子吗
？And then we have to open to the Lord.
所以我们需要向主敞开。
And obey and open for the Lord's dealing.
来顺服也向主的对付敞
开。And willing to pay the price.
愿意付代价。
So that we can be fruitful.
叫我们呢能够多结果子。
This is why I say we are not bearing the fruit. We are not preaching the gospel.
所以不是我们结果子不是我们传福音
Our growth is greatly hindered
我们不结果子不传福音我们的生命的成长呢就会受到限制
we may be in the darkness but we didn't know it
甚至我们可能在黑暗里我们自己却不知道
We have to go to the Lord to seek for the light
所以我们需要到主那里来寻求主的光照
Seek for the supply
从主那里得着供应
Seeking for the strength
得着力量
Maybe we are still too much you know, holding ourselves a faith we don't want to lose faith
我们可能呢太要面子了
You are dare not to say something
不愿意说什么话
you know, with the Lord's strengthening
但是借着主的加力
You know, these are all my experience
这些都是我的经历
You know, when I was first got saved you know, we have a gospel march on my campus
当我刚得救的时候呢我们在这个校园呢、有一个福音游行。
You know, I put on the robe.
我穿上这个福音背心。
With a white robe.
那这个白背心。
You know, marching around the campus, pass through the dorm.
在这个学校里面，我们有福音队。
My classmates are all there.
从这一个一个这个
And what's this gospel march?
我们在游行的时候，我同学都在那里看。
Well, initially, I was a bit embarrassed.
刚开始的时候，我有点尴尬。
You know, but then after.You know, but I do want to bear fruit, follow the Lord, right?
但是我要结果子，我就愿意跟随主。
So I have to deal with those kinds of things.
所以我就需要受主的对付。
You know, all this, you may consider a small thing.
也许我们以为这是很小的事情。
But with the small things, you know, actually indicate a certain situation in us.
但是这么小的事情呢，它其实是说明有些情形。
And all these things, you know, saints, we have to.Bear the fruit, in other words, a tree, a branch bear the fruit, it has to be healthy.
这就说出一棵树要结果子的话呢，它这个树需要健康。
And if not bearing fruit, that means something is wrong.
一个树不结果子呢，就说明这个树呢，有些事情不对了。
We may not know exactly what it is.
我们可能不知道什么地方出错了。
But certainly we need to go before the Lord.
但是我们可以到主的面前去。
Lord, I do want to bear fruit.
主啊，我愿意结果子。
Shine on me.
主啊，光照我。
Remove anything which I may not know.
除去一切我不知道的拦阻。
So that I can be fruitful.
叫我能够多结果子。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊。
We need to go before the Lord.
我们需要到主的面前。
You know, we do need to give account to Him.
啊，我们都需要在主前交账。
The Lord says, you know, do business till I come.
啊，主吩咐我们了，要去做买卖。
You know, there's two sides. One is our growth in life.
啊，这是两面，一面是我们生命需要成长。
That's inward to us.
这是里面的生命。
On the other hand, we are servant.
另外一面呢，我们都是主的仆人。
We have to render the Lord a service also.
我们需要对主有侍奉。
There's both sides. And both sides, we have to give an account.
这两面呢，我们都需要交账。
And if any side is lacking, well,
如果任何一面我们有短缺。
And we may be disapproved.
我们可能呢，不受主的称许。
Amen. We do want to face the Lord.
我们需要能够面见主
and so that the Lord can say good and faithful servant
主好说良善又忠又精明的仆人
Amen So my point is preaching the gospel have anything to do with our growth in life
所以这个传福音其实跟我们的生命的成长是非常的有关系
and certainly this is the Lord's commission
这也是福音传福音也是主的托付
and a very important part of getting more materialFor God's building.
这就是建造神居所呢，要得着材料很重要的一件事情。
Amen. I just give you know, this part of the testimony.
好，我就做这一方面的一些见证。
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，如果有这个问题的话呢，可以交上来啊。我们请我们弟兄回答。So、anybody has questions? Can write your down.
Or you can just ask.
如果没有写，举个手讲也可以啊。
Yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe you can briefly describe your one day living.And one week living, and what do you do for 24 hours, and what do you do for 7 days? Very briefly. I mean, as a working person, not right now. I mean, as a regular working person.
他的问题就是在我们弟兄现在他现在没有教了嘛？
教课没有？
教课没有啊？所以他在当时呢有带职业的时候教课的时候呢。他每一天生活这一天的生活形容一下还有就是每一个星期的生活呢也形容一下
Actually, both my wife and I we formally retired 2 years ago
我跟我姊妹呢两年前呢正式退休
Actually, now busier than before
现在我们比从前还忙
Because everybody say, oh, now you retired
大家都说好了，现在你是退休了。
Now you can do this and that and so forth.
你可以做这个做那个了。
And then initially we have 10 hours working. Now everybody demands 20 hours.
从前我们是一天工作10小时，现在大家要求我们工作20小时。
Because everybody think you have time now.
大家都想你是最有时间的人。
So if you don't want too busy, don't retire.
对你不要忙你就不要退休。
To us, that's not a joke. It's actually the real situation is.
对我们呢，我不是讲笑话，这是真正的情形。
Okay, typical day. It's hard to say because you know the schedule change. You know because I'm in a professor, and then our time is in our hand.
所以这个标准的一天呢。
It's not like I have to go to the work at a certain time, get off, and so forth.
所以标准的一天呢，因为我是当教授，所以这个我的时间都在我手里，不是别人安排这些时间。
The only time I'm restricted is the class hour, the scheduled class. I have to be there. Other than that, all the time are mine.
因为唯一的这个受限制的时间呢，其实就是我教课的那个时间。
But so typically it's the following.And of course, you know, this daily cycle, weekly cycle, monthly cycle, it varies.
当然每天呢、或者每星期、每个月的，它这个，它有些是有周期性的，那有些它有环境变化性的。
So this is, you may say, this schedule started when I was a college student.
其实这个我这个生活呢，它的开始呢是在我上大学的时候。
you know, the serving brothers, the you know, co-workers who are, you know, take care of a college student.
那个时候呢，那些啊，服侍的啊，全时间的圣徒们，他们照顾这个校园。
And they told me, you know, give me your class schedule.
他们就问我要啊，我这个上课的时间表。
So I give them a weekly, you know, okay, this class, and then, you know, they schedule class out of those the time I have to go to the class.
所以我就把我这个每天要上课的时间表啊。哪些时间要上课的就给了弟兄。
And I said, okay, these are your class hours, you have to be there.
所以他就讲啊，这些啊，你有课的时间呢，你必须上课。
And then he said, all the rest of the time is mine.
他就讲啊，其他的时间呢，都是我的。
And so we began to pencil in the morning revival time.
所以我们就开始啊，要把这个晨更的时间呢填进去。
A meeting time.
聚会的时间
，college meeting time，
这个校园的聚会
，Saturday morning clean arranging time，
周六早晨的
prayer time，
整洁的时间
，Lord's day service time，
主日早晨服侍的时间
，and after he pencil all those in，
要用铅笔全部都填
，and says you can rest of time， you can reuse the rest of time to study，
他就讲剩下的时间你就可以读你的功课
，That's how I was trained，
那就是我受的训练。
So pretty much I follow that.
所以我就是照着这个他们给我这个时间表。
So in my, you know, for many years is this, you know, I have my class hour.
所以有很多年呢，我都是我有上课的时间。
And then I pencil in all the other meeting time.
然后就把我聚会的时间也填进去，
The prayer meeting.
祷告聚会。
The ministry meeting.
执事的聚会。
The home meeting.
家聚会。
Saturday morning, clean and arrange and go to the meeting hall.
早上那个星期六早晨整洁的时间，安排坐椅子的时间。
Lord's day morning,
主日早晨的时间。
And the Lord's day evening, Lord's table.
主日晚上擘饼的时间。
All these gotta crossed out.
所有这些时间都安排进去。
So all those, that's the church life. I have to. That's the.Priority.
这个就是这个有优先次序的，这就是我的召会生活。
And if not in class hour in conflict,
如果跟这个上课的时间没有冲突
，I go to all the seven feasts.
我就去参加这个一年七次。
Ever since I came to U.S. When Brother Lee started summer and the winter training, I never miss one.
就当我来到美国之后呢，李弟兄所有这个。冬季夏季训练呢，我从来没有不去一次。
Except the two. One was I was during that time I had a conference, a statistics conference in Minneapolis.
就有一次是在 Minneapolis. 我那里有这个统计的年会的时候。
So I took the video training there.
所以我就去了那里，然后参加这个录影训练。
In Minneapolis.
在 Minneapolis.
And the other time I was in a conference in India or somewhere.
另外一次就是我在印度开会的时候。
And then I made it up with the video.
我后来就用这个录影训练。
In other words, you know, we schedule. I schedule my time around the church life.
换句话说，我的时间表呢是围绕着召会的生活。
We have those schedule there, right?
我们有这些时间表。
So all those become my first priority. I will arrange things as much as I can around it.
那些是有优先权的。我就把我其他的时间呢围绕着这个优先的这些安排。
Now since you know I'm just giving my testimony because I do have the freedom to do so.
我在这里是给我的见证，因为我在这些事上我有我的自由。
You may not be able to do so.
也许你可能没有办法这样子做。
You know, so that's okay. But I'm just telling you, the principle I live is that way.
我只是告诉你。我这个生活的一个原则
，just as much as it's up to me, that's what I will do.
如果是照着我的意思、我的意愿的话呢，我是这样安排的。
The Lord may not give you such a freedom and then be at peace before the Lord.
如果主没有给你这样的自由、这样安排的话呢，这是主来决定。
So I do want to, you know, don't want to put anybody under this. This is not the law, okay? But it's just a.But this is where is your heart? That's the thing.
所以我讲的这个不是一个规条，你要照着做。
Yeah.
这乃是你的心的问题。
Yeah, yeah. So you may not be able to. Okay. That's okay.
所以你不一定能够照我这样做。
Yeah. So So once that gets done, and then many times, you know, for example, now I have two morning revival with some people.
像我现在的话呢，我每天早晨呢有两个晨星跟不同的人。
And this is actually according to their schedule.
我的这个安排呢，其实照着他们的时间表。
Yeah. And anyway, so it varies. Of course, you know, in the school, university. As you know, these quarters begin, quarters start, and then the winter break, summer break, and a lot of things change that way.
所以这个是照我的时间表。那其实你在学校的时候呢，它这个有这个有两个学期的，有四个学期的，所以它有不同的开始时间、结束时间，
yeah.
照着这个。
Yeah. The generally speaking is the following.
一般的来讲啊，是这样子。
We do need to feed on the Lord.
我们需要得着从主的话得着喂养。
We need to spend the time before the Lord also.
我们也需要花时间在主的面前。
We do need to be constituted with the truth.
我们也需要被真理来构成。
This is a very important part.
这是很重要的一部分。
Not only is nourish us.
不但叫我们自己得着喂养。
We have to be able to nourish others.
我们也需要能够喂养别人。
So, for example, this morning I say we need to open the homes, right?
譬如今天早上我提到我们需要把家打开。
And then open the home is to preach the gospel.
你家打开是为了传福音。
But what's the content of the gospel, though?
但是你传的福音的内容是什么呢？
It's the truth, it's the word.
福音的内容应该是真理，是神的话。
So if we don't know the truth, we don't know the word, what are we going to say?
如果你不能没有真理的装备，没有主的话，你说什么呢？
And not only we have to say, but we have to be able to say it clearly.
不但是我们要说，我们还要说得清楚。
We have to present something.
我们需要把陈明这些。
So, you know, when the gospel friend came,
当福音朋友来的时候，
especially in my home, you know, most of them are PhD students, postdoc, or visiting scholars.
在来我家里呢，都是博士生啊、博士后啊、访问学者啊。
Yeah, and anyway, so you have to present something convincing to them.
所以你必须要陈明的清楚，要有说服力。
So we have to be very clear with the word.
所以你对主的话需要非常的清楚。
You know, the meal, a good love feast is good.
当然爱宴呢，这个很好的一餐呢是非常好。
But in the long run, that doesn't really hold people.
但是呢，长时间来讲呢，这个好吃的一餐呢，可能呢留不住他们。
Even though my wife actually, she's a She's fully into R&D of the cooking.
像我姊妹啊，她是专门研究这个烧饭的这个研究生啊，她是研究发展的、研究开发的。
Because she
下功夫的人
，she rarely cook the same thing.
因为她不常做同样的菜。
She wants every meal to be new and fresh.
她要每一个菜啊都跟上一次的不同。
And many times I'm the guinea pig.
很多时候呢，我就是那个被试验的老鼠。
And but almost all the experiments are fairly good.
对他所有的试验呢，我发现都还不错。
But my point is this, you know, in spite of this good meal and so forth, in the long run, you don't really hold people.
我的点就是说，不管你烧了多好呢，长时间呢，这些呢，不能够没有长时的效力。
It is the spirit that gives life.
是那灵给生命。
And the spirit, you have to have the word.
你要有那灵，你需要主的话。
Of course, we need the prayer.
那你就需要祷告。
Pray for the new ones.
你要为这些新人祷告。
Pray for the atmosphere.
pray for the
atmosphere 气氛。
要为这个气氛祷告。
要 pray for the environment.
要为这个环境祷告。
Pray for the family, pray for children.
要为这个家庭。
You know, we have a lot of prayer for this.
所以需要很多的祷告。
You know, we do pray for the gospel a lot.
所以我们为福音有很多的祷告。
And then we also pray the word can be released.
我们也祷告需要神的话能够释放。
Certainly this requires to be rich in the word.
这就很需要我们在主的话上丰富。
And so, and then not only rich, but it has to be living.
不但是话要丰富你还需要活。
Because week after week.
因为一个星期过一个星期。
If you always say the same thing.
如果你说来说去都是一样的东西。
You have to be able to, the same thing like Brother Lee say, I always give you beef.
你必须要像李弟兄所讲的 我的菜呢都是牛肉。
But he has 10,000 different ways to prepare the beef.
但是同样的牛肉啊，他有10,000种方法来烧这个牛肉。
You can cook it, you can dice it, you can boil it, you can put a garlic beef, and this beef, that beef is all beef.
你可以烧啊，你可以煮啊，你可以切啊，怎么怎么样，找来搞来搞去呢，还就是牛肉。
So this also prompts me to pay attention to many things.
所以这就要求我们呢、啊。要注意不同的事情。
And many times, you know, when I saw something, aha, this is a material for the gospel.
啊，有时候我就想，哎呀，这对福音很有。
Oh, that's a material for the gospel.
这也是为着福音。
So pretty soon, you can accumulate a lot of different things.
所以你就可以啊，积存了很多啊不同的为着福音。
Because your heart is on the gospel.
因为你的心呢是在福音上。
So you will pay attention.
你就会要注意。
And then using all these.Things they are related to and so forth, and explain things to them.
然后你就把不同的事情呢，因为是相关的，来说福音。
Just an example.
举个例。
There's one. He is a brother now. He when he came and then he was a long time. He couldn't get in.
就是有个弟兄，他很长一段时间他不能够相信。
But I find out that you know, he really liked the animals.
后来我发现了他很喜欢动物
the cats, dogs, and so forth.
喜欢的猫啊狗啊
So I told him if you really love the cats and the dogs you have to be a believer
所以我就告诉他你喜欢狗跟猫啊你需要是一个信徒
He said why
他说为什么
So I used Romans to explain to him
Romans
It's all everything subject to the vanity
他就说他就用罗马书因为罗马八章啊，讲到万物都浮在虚空败坏之下。
Yeah, all try to seek him for the release to be restored.
他们都在等候啊啊得着自由。
And that waiting for you. The appearance of you.
这些猫跟狗啊，就等着你得自由。
Once you got in, and then the new creation came. All of your cats, dogs, everything will be free from death.
他说你要成为新造的话呢，你的狗跟猫啊都得着自由了。
Wow, he was quite impressed.
他这个很受摸折。
He said, "You really love them. You know, you have to get into the kingdom first."
所以你如果真爱这个狗跟猫啊，你就需要先得救。
And later on, he was baptized. Hallelujah.
后来他就得救了。
He is a faculty member somewhere in Ohio.
他是在现在在俄亥俄州当教职。
Anyway, I just use all these kind of things, whatever this connect to a verse and then explain to them.
所以我就用很多的事情啊，跟这个经节连在一起呢，来跟他们说明。
So this we have to be very familiar with the word.
所以我们就需要对主的话非常的熟悉。
And apply it in the living way.
很活的来应用这一些话。
And then that will be new and fresh to them.
这样对他们呢，对这些听的人呢，就非常的新鲜，非常的活。
So we do need to get into the ministry.
所以我们需要进入执事的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
There's a question. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. First of all, I'm very impressed with these words that if we don't preach the gospel, we eventually will be dead.And sometimes we experience the feeling of being stagnant, which is dead, because, we may be doing many things, but not bearing fruit, because that's really the key to know if we are living or not. Mm-hmm. But this requires to schedule time in a practical way, that you have the time to do certain things that leads to save others and take care of others. Mm-hmm. And last week we have a conference with Brother Andrew Yu, and we heard also...of seven practical points that we can practice. And it has to do with allocating time in our daily schedule to take care of this.
Yeah.
But when you go home to actually practice it, you encounter a lot of problems. And I'm speaking for myself. You just mentioned that you organize your life around the church life, the conferences, the prayer meetings, and all of that. But this is my question.When it doesn't really depend on you alone, but you have a family and you have a wife, when you try to practice this on your own, it's difficult. And when you have to consider your partner, it's even more difficult. And I'm so glad you have 5 children and you went through all those experiences. Because if you could do it with 5, I have only 2. I think I have a hope. So my question is, when we come to practice this, and you have your other half, sometimes it's difficult. Can you share something on that line, please? Thank you, brother.
他问的问题是说，余弟兄上个星期在这里交通，他也交通了七个很实际的点，我们可以实行。但是在这个实际的实行的时候呢，就有难处，因为他还有另一半他这个我们弟兄当然讲，他把他的生活怎么调整的，跟这个所有的聚会、所有的特会在一起。但是在我们弟兄身上呢，他就有很多实际的情形，在应用的时候呢，发现状况需要解决他最后是讲呢。他有两个小孩，那我们弟兄有五个呢，他五个能够做的话呢，他两个虽然困难了，还是有盼望，是他的问题啊。
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm very, very fortunate to have a very, very cooperating wife.
他的点就是他有一个非常幸运的，就是他有一个非常配合的姊妹。
Of course, you have to, well, anyway, that's for another day.For those single ones, you know, before you get married, you have to pray for the Lord, before the Lord, that your spouse will be very cooperative.
对，在这里单身的讲就是你们在结婚的时候呢，你们需要为这个祷告叫你们结婚的时候呢，你们另一半是非常合作的一半。
So,
这是对单身的这是另外一个时间会讲这个
So in a way, I don't have much problem as far as my wife is concerned.
所以像我们弟兄的情形呢，在他身上没有问题，因为他的姊妹很合作。
Yeah, then about the children.
现在就关于小孩子。
And the children certainly that's totally another matter.
那小孩呢，又是另外一回事了。
You don't get to choose.
因为小孩呢，你是没有选择的。
They come whatever they are.
他们出来怎么样就怎么样。
You can choose your wife, but you don't have any choice about your children.
你可以选你的配偶，但是你不能够选你的小孩。
So concerning the children, you know, sometimes indeed, as I say, when they're young, you just bring them, they just follow. But when they get older, teenagers and so forth, they have many times they have their own opinions, schedule, this and that.
但小孩小的时候呢，他们就听你的话，你怎么这样做就他们就受带领。但他们一旦进到这个这青年期的时候呢，他们就开始有他们的意见他们自己的喜好，他们自己的安排。
So in terms of schedule, you know, I just say this: in my family, there are a little bit problem, not a whole lot.
关于这个时间的安排呢，在我的家庭里面呢，我们有一些问题，但是不是那么大的问题。
My wife gave a testimony when my oldest one, when she was 5 years old, she already know what's the priority in the home.
就像我姊妹刚才见证的，第一个小孩呢，他五岁的时候呢，他已经就学会了在这个家里面的那个先后的次序。
She already know the Lord Jesus is the first.
他已经知道，这个五岁的小孩已经知道了，主耶稣是有居第一位。
And the parents are the second.
父母第二位。
They are the third.
他们是第三位。
And I think, saints, this is actually the right order.
我觉得这个次序呢是正确的次序。
When they are young, when they are very young, you already impart this into them.
当他们很年轻的时候呢，你就把这一个种到他们的里面。
We sometimes, you know, all the saints know that the Lord is the first.
所有的圣徒其实都知道主是居首位。
Now whether we practice it, of course, that's another matter.
我们是不是这样实行呢？那又是另外一回事。
Now concerning the parents and the children.
关乎这个父母跟儿女。
Who should be the first?
谁居第一位？
There may be some debate,
可能
controversy.
会有一些争执。
But let me say this.
那我这样说。
When we say the parents are the second, they are the third.
当我们说这个父母是第二，然后儿女是第三。
What we meant really is the following.
其实我们的意思是，我现在要讲的。
It's really the parents is the second, where the children is the third. That does not mean that we always take precedent over them for our personal things.
其实实际上呢，为着我们本身的事情呢，其实不一定是这样的次序。
When we say they know where the second means in terms of following the Lord, they have to listen to us.
其实讲我们父母是第二位呢，他其实是在跟随主的事上 父母是第二位。
They have to follow us.
他们必须要，在父母跟随主的事上啊，跟随父母。
And then, of course, we know that the parents are always serve their children.
其实啊，当然我们都知道，父母其实是服侍儿女的。
Yeah, they are young, they need, and so of course they have priority over us.
其实他们年轻，他们有需要。其实他们的需要是在父母之前。
They get to sleep, we parents don't get to sleep.
他们睡觉的时候，父母有时候还没有睡觉。
Yeah, we take care of their needs.
所以父母是照顾儿女的需要。
In that sense, of course, they have higher priority than their own needs.
在那一方面呢，其实啊，他们的需要是在父母的需要之上。
So don't misunderstand this.
所以希望大家不要误解。
You know, we certainly, like all the parents, care for their well-being and so forth.
其实我们像所有的父母一样 yeah, 我们都是、啊、关切到儿女的需要
we are essentially, of course, we serve them. We are their slaves in a way, you know, to meet their need.
其实父母是服侍儿女是儿女的奴仆 and, we, 要满足他们的需要
We did all this gladly because we are parents.
我们是、啊做这个非常敬虔的父母、啊、来做这样的事情
and, and all these things, you know,When there's conflict, we always explain to them why.
当这样有这个相抵触的时候呢，我们会啊解释给他们听。
For example, we open the home. We have children. Other people bring their children.
譬如说，我们把家打开，那别的来的人呢、啊，他们会把别人的小孩带来。
And the children the same age, they play together. They always have conflict.
这些同年龄的小孩呢，在来在一起呢，他们。一起玩啊，总是会有冲突的时候。
When you have a, when you have a dozen toy there, there's only one everybody wants.
当你有很多玩具在那里啊，可能有一样玩具啊是大家都要的玩具。
And when one dropped, then everybody wanted the other one.
当大家把那都不要那个玩具的时候，大家就要另外一个同样另外一个玩具。
Anyway, you know the story.
我想这个大家都知道。
All those who've experienced know what the story goes.
有经验的都知道。
So you have all this situation there.
所以你有所有这些的情形。
And then in those conflict, and when your children are very unhappy, what do you do?
当这样有冲突的时候呢，你的小孩当然是会非常不高兴。那你怎么办呢？
Do you stop the whole meeting?
你是不是就把这个聚会停下来？
And do you say, okay, let's not invite these people and so forth? What do you do?
或许你是不是就说，我们下次不请这家人，我们请别的？你怎么办呢？
You know, and many times other kids they came, they all.You know, they go to my children's room and pull out all the drawer and throw all the clothes on the floor.
有一些小孩就到我们家来，就进到小孩房间，就把抽屉全部打开，把衣服全部都乱丢。
And the kids are certainly very unhappy about it.
小孩当然会不高兴。
And they have the right to be unhappy.
甚至就这个，他妈妈也会不高兴。
No, we have the right to be unhappy about it.
当然我们有权利不高兴。
But then, how do you explain this to the children?
那你怎么把这些事情解释给小孩子听？
We always take them to the high road. We never coddle them in a way.
我们不溺爱他们，就不溺爱他们。
We explain them why do we do this.
我们就解释给他们听啊，我们为什么这样做？
We explain to them we open the home is for the sake of the gospel.
我们解释给小孩子，我们把家打开是为着福音的缘故。
And they are our partners.
那小孩子呢，跟我们是、啊、同伙。
Yeah, let's all do this together.
我们呢、啊、一起做这件事情。
You know, be with a large heart.
有一个扩大的心。
And it's explained to them there's no big thing.
其实啊，它不是一件很大的事情。
Well, get a strong doubt, just put it back.
乱丢了，你就是把它折起来再放回去。
You know, take 5 minutes, everything restored.
五分钟啊，什么事情都还原了。
My point is, you know, this is the principle. We never criticize others.
这个原则就是我们不批评别人。
We never criticize these other kids, other family, and so forth, so on.
我们不批评这个家，这些小孩。
But impart a good character into our own children.
但是把一个好的性格呢？注入到我们自己的小孩里面。
To ask them to have enlarged the heart.
叫他们有一个扩大的心。
Don't put too much attention on these small things.
不要把这个注意力啊摆在这些小的事情上。
Look at some big pictures.
要看这个大的图画。
And what's more valuable?
什么是更有价值的
and so forth.
这些例子
And then, you know, this is the best education we can bring up our children.
这是最好的教育我们可以带给我们小孩的
And this is the best protection for them.
这也是对他们最好的保护
Yeah. Protection is what? To take them to the higher level.
保护他们什么呢？就是带他们到更高的一个阶层。
It's always this way.
总是这样子。
And then they will be convinced.
这样他们就会被说服。
And they will be cooperative.
他们也会合作。
Yeah. You know, this is a, you know, conflict perhaps many. And then I don't know, you know, if there's a conflict with the spouse.
这样的抵触当然会有很多。如果在夫妻之间有抵触的时候。
And then in this, you know, according to the ministry, is that we need to stay in that environment and pray much for the Lord to get through.
这个照着指示的话呢，就是我们需要留在这样的情形里，借着祷告来经过这个情形。
Because our testimony not only before man, but also before the angels.
因为我们的见证不只是在人前，也是在天使的面前。
Or keeping the peace, taking the Lord Himself as the Lord, and submitted to the Lord's sovereign arrangement, that's a testimony for the Lord Himself.
我们保持一个和平的情形，在神的面前呢，有这样的见证。
But this, of course, should not be an excuse.
这个不应该是一个我们的借口。
You know, even in a certain situation, one can still do something.
甚至在某些情形里面，我们还是可以做一些事情。
Without causing the problem or discord in the family.
在家里呢，试着不造成不和谐的情形。
And many times, given some time,
很多时候呢，你只要给一些时间。
Death in us, life to the others.
当你留在死里面，生命就在别人里面。
So many times, and sometimes in this situation, we need to just calm down and then be restricted by the Lord. But in meantime,
所以很多时候
yeah, go ahead.
我们就安静，受主的约束。
But again, the reality is where is our heart?
这个实际呢，其实是我们的心。
The Lord knows our inward situation.
主知道我们内心的情形。
And I know some just take this excuse not doing anything.
有些人呢，就把这个当作理由，就不做任何的事情。
Because I have a restriction, that restriction I give up.
所以我有这个限制，我有那个限制，所以我就不干了。
But if there's an inward burden there,
但是如果你里面有那个负担
，you will pray.
你就会祷告。
You pray the Lord will change the situation.
你祷告啊，主就会改变这个情形。
And if not, the Lord will open some other ways.
如果这个情形不行的话呢，主会为你开另外一条路。
And you will find some ways.
你会有一条路。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know whether to answer your question or not because, you know, this is too broad. But, okay.
我不知道这有没有回答他的问题啊，因为这个问题是很大的一个问题。
Hi, my wife and I meet in the new district in Brooklyn. It's relatively new. And there has been a burden in the small groups for the gospel. Mm-hmm. And that there would be remaining fruit. But I think in our experience, what we found is that, you know, it goes on strong for a little while. But then the zeal and the fire kind of withdraws. Mm-hmm. And then the, you know, maybe the new ones that we had,maybe they don't come again, or they stop coming, and then there's just no fire, and then you know maybe we get discouraged. So
yeah.
I guess my question to you is how do we keep that? How do we keep that fire and that zeal for the gospel? You know,
Amen.
Within our small group.
Yeah.
他的问题就是他们在布鲁克林一个新的区域里面，他跟他姊妹都有对福音有负担，把家打开这样请的他们也祷告得做长存的果子但是这个新人来的一段时间呢后来有些就慢慢不来了他们也就是觉得有点泄气后来就这个火这个福音的火呢原来旺了一下慢慢又很像 习了一点啊、哦、啊，他这个怎么办啊？像这种情形的话，
The general answer is this. Of course, we always need to, at least to my realization, is that our situation will change up and down and so forth.
我的经历就是我们的情形呢，是会有上下的。
And in those kind of situations, we need to pray.
像这样的情形里面呢，我们就需要祷告。
And the other aspect, you know, find out where there's problems.
另外要我们就需要找出啊，问题的症结在哪里。
You know, maybe we become a routine.
也许我们呢做这件事情呢，变成一个习惯性的。
And the loss is a freshness.
我们就没有那种新鲜的气息。
And we need to be fresh and new.
啊，我们都需要保持啊啊这个新鲜啊新。
Yeah, and so we need to pray and the fellowship and see whether you know we'll be changed in some ways.
啊，所以我们需要祷告，需要交通啊，是不是在做法上呢？我们需要有一些调整。
And the other aspect is actually.The third aspect we'd like to share, since you asked the question, is that we have to do this in the continuous steadfastly.
另外其实有一个点呢，是我们本来另外一个时间下一个时段要交通的，就是我们在传这个福音的时候呢，需要坚定持续。
This is very important.
这是非常要紧的。
You know, many things you started usually, you know, it came up a bit and then goes down.
因为很多时候呢，我们做的一下很有兴趣，很高昂，就慢慢降下去。
And then if we just okay, when it's going down for a short period of time, we gave up.
当你往下走的时候，你就放弃了。
And then we actually will not be able to bear much fruit.
像这样的情形就不大可能。就不可能了，多结果子。
So in that short verse, actually three aspects.
其实在这个很短的这个词里面，它有三个讲究。
For gospel, number one is we need to, the place is the home, because that's where we live.
福音呢，需要是在家里，因为家是我们所住的地方。
And what we need to do, preach the gospel.
是我们生活，也是我们传扬福音的地
方。And the third is continue steadfast.
第三就是讲到我们要坚定持续。
Any kind of life.Has to be continued steadfastly.
任何的生命呢，它都需要一个坚定持续。
You know, we human health sometimes good, sometimes bad. You know, you may get sick and so forth. You say, well, now I got sick. Forget about it. I don't want to live anymore.
我们这个健康呢也会上上下下。你不能说你这个健康下的时候你就算了，我不要活了。
Well, you have to find a way to restore the health.
你健康不好的时候呢，你就想办法让你自己健康起来。
Yeah, and then you.Once you break through that, you will see you will come up with much fruit.
当你突破这一点的时候呢，你就会看见了你的这个果子就产生了。
This especially in the preaching the gospel, bearing the fruit, this is a very, very important factor that is continue steadfastly.
特别在传福音的事上呢，我们要多结果子，待人得救的话呢，我们需要坚定持续。
I always impressed with a testimony I read, which helped me a lot.
我很受我读到的一个见证呢、我很受那个帮助。
This is someone called Samuel Pollock, a brother. This is probably in the late 1800s and early 1900s who came to China.
是1918年代的时候呢，是一个弟兄Samuel 他到中国来。
When he was 21 years old, he quit his.UK civil service came to China.
在他21岁的时候呢，他把英国在英国政府的工作放弃了，就来到中
国。His testimony also, yeah, it's really something. But one thing, let me share.
他的见证非常非常好。但是有一个点我交通。
He went to a remote place in Yunnan, which is not only not along the coast, not even inland. It's in this primitive tribal area called Yunnan, that area.
他不是在这个沿海，也不是在内陆，他在这个一个荒僻的一个地方，
yeah.
云南那里。
Yeah, it's called the Flower Miao that area.
花苗在花苗区。
Yeah. Saint Pollock. Okay,、mm-hmm. And then the story is this. You know, he went through all kinds of hardship, learned the language and so forth. So he got there.
所以他受了很多的艰难，学了语言，后来他就到了这个地方。
And He preached the gospel in the following way.
他是这样传福音的。
He took a gong, 一个锣。Yeah, he took a gong, and then go to this village square, so to speak.
他就到这个城里面呢，这个市中城中心。
Every Saturday.
每个星期六。
He will beat on the gong.
他就敲锣。
And then try to get people come to listen to him.
就把这些人都找来了，就
他们就听他。And week after week, nobody got saved.
一个星期又过一个星期，没有人得救。
You know how long he did that?
你知道他做了多久？
5 years.
五年。
5 years. But the story goes like this. After that,
他这个故事是这样子，他后来呢？
Spirit did something. Spirit did something.
那灵做了。
Yeah, they have much prayer, this and that and so forth. I'm just shortening this whole thing. The entire group.Almost everyone got saved.
到后来纳林做了事情，这整个这个那个区里面都得救了。
Simonkan, yeah. Now still have a monument there.
Even today,
actually, he also invented the written word for them because they don't have the language without any written characters. He invented it for them so he can translate the Bible so they can read.
他们有那个语言，但他没有那个文字，他就帮他们的语言呢。改换成文字，然后就把这个圣经呢传给他们。
Today they are still using it.
他们今天还在那里。
But that's aside. But my point is this: preaching the gospel, you have to face.
传福音呢，我的点就是你需要有信心。
You know, I have to confess, I probably couldn't do that for 5 years. Week after week, take a gong for a small village, and nobody got saved. I probably quit in 5 weeks. I don't know, not even 5 months.
我可能呢、照他那样的话呢，我可能做不到。可能呢、五个星期我敲完了，我就不是干了。
At the beginning, he got a throw stone, chased it with a knife, passed away, almost got eaten.
Yeah. Anyway,
人家打石头丢石头用刀啊。
He went through all kinds of hardship, but he continued steadfast.
Amen. 他经过很多的难处，但是他却坚定持续。
Eventually, about 80-90% of all of them got saved.
所以到最后呢，差不多80-90%那个地方的人呢都得救了。
Right now, that minority is 85% of Christians.
Yeah. So this is just a testimony I read some time ago, and then it encouraged me.
这是不久前我读到的。那这个故事呢，很叫我受鼓励。
Many times, you know, preaching the gospel is a real battle.
所以传福音很多时候呢，它是一个征战。
And the Bible using the wrestling,
the wrestling to describe it. 来形容这一件。
The wrestling is the hardest.
这个摔跤呢是最不容易的事。
The sword duel, you got killed.
刀啊，你打就死了就死了嘛。
The wrestling is that you got to hold it consistently, persistently. You want to give up, but you can't.
这摔跤啊，是你要把这个人压到下面，你还不能放，要一直啊，
That means 坚定持续。You have to persist.
所以你要坚定持续，不能放弃。
Even after you are exhausting, you still cannot give up.
其实你啊，精疲力尽，你还是要坚定持续。
Then eventually you get through.
然后你就通过了。
The gospel is real spiritual warfare.
所以福音啊是真正属灵的征战。
You have to pray consistently, continue on, stay fast.
所以你需要坚定持续的祷告。
You know, and with much prayer and the fellowship, continue in that. I'm not saying, you know, we just blindly do something, never going to change. I'm not saying that. I'm saying with the fellowship, if the burden is there, continue steadfastly, don't give up.
所以我们需要坚定持续的祷告交通，不是说就是埋头苦干一成不变。
Yeah. So, I Some of you probably know there's a fruit tree called the sapote. Those from Mexico probably know this. You know, I really like the fruit because I never had it in Taiwan.
那是我很喜欢那个树的果子，那个在台湾没有。
So I when I built a house, that's the first tree I planted in my yard is sapote.
当我造了房我的家的时候呢，造好的时候呢，那是我种的第一棵树。
I bought it from a nursery.I bought it from a nursery.
它是从这个育苗的这个园子里面买来的这个树的苗。
For 5 years, it gave me nothing. By 7 years, still nothing.
过了七年了,
well, hallelujah, by 8th year, of one flower came out.
到了第八年呢,开了一朵花,
and the fruit got dropped.
这个结的果呢,
and until 10th year, the pattern continued. Got a flower, and then it set, and then after a while, all the fruit dropped.
到第十年呢,它还是这样情形。 开了花结了果就掉下来了
But I continue to nurture
但是我继续的 加肥
You all know that California now using the water is very difficult
大家都知道这个加州有干旱啊
Anyway, my point is that now 20 years it's a huge tree
现在过了20年啊 它是一个很大的一棵
And every year has abundant crop
每年啊都就是非常的丰很多
But you got to consistently nurture that.
但是你需要坚定，你需要一直的 加肥。
As it grow, as continue, eventually, you give you the fruit.
让它能够长大，它就结许多的果子。
So we have to continue steadfast.
所以我们需要坚定持续。
This is the third aspect of gospel living.
这是我们福音的生活的第三面。
Let me just remind you. Number one, we have to open our homes.
我就提醒大家。 第一呢，我们需要把家打开。
Number two, we have to preach the gospel.
第二，我们需要传扬福音。
Find the new ones.
要把这新人找来。
The brother said many times, the home meeting, especially small group meeting and so forth, is for the purpose of propagation.
李勇讲了很多次，这个家聚会呢，它是为着传扬福音啊，是为着繁殖。
And it says, if you don't have any new ones in your home meeting, small group meeting for a few weeks, you don't have any new ones.
如果他就讲啊，你那个家聚会啊，如果几个星期啊都没有新人的时候，
then you should stop meeting, go out to get the new ones.
那你需要把这个聚会停下来，出去找新人。
And when you have the new ones, then you continue your meeting.
你找到新人的时候，你这个家聚会再开始。
This is what we are talking about.
这就是我们现在在谈的。
It's for the spreading. And for the gospel to get the new ones.
是为了繁殖，是得着新人，把福音传给他。
And the number three is continue steadfast.
第三就是坚定持续。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
This is our living.
这就是我们的生活。
Whether you get a new one, not get a new one, that's how we live.
我们为的是得着这些新人。
We need to pray. We need to be desperate.
找这些新人来。 我们需要迫切的祷告。
Yeah, one way or the other, we have to get a new one.
不管呢，总要想办法得着新人。
You know, search the earth, search the heaven, go ten, you know, half an hour away, you have to get the new ones.
我们要上天下地啊，半个小时远的都要把他们找回来，找过来。
中文叫做上从碧落下黄泉。 Search the heaven, search the earth, the depths of earth, you have to find one.
By all means.
Anyway, my point is this, brothers, saints, if you have such a desperation, you will find the new ones.
我的点就是，我们迫切的时候呢，我们就会把这个新人找出来，找过来。
If you don't care about the pain and price, you will get the new ones.
如果你不在乎付代价的时候呢，你就会得着新人。
But sometimes we restrict ourselves.
但是很多时候呢，我们自己限制自己。
Oh, this one is too far.
这个住得太远。
That one, the time is not right.
那一个他的时间不对。
This one, the only time is too late.
这个他有时间，但是时间太晚。
Pretty soon, you eliminated everybody.
很快的，你就发现所有的人都被你排除掉了。
So we have to fit ourselves to their schedule.
所以我们需要把我们的时间来。
Adjust our life
to
fit theirs.
将就他们的时间。
I give you one of my own testimony.
我给你一个我的见证。
But we have to contact new ones.
我们需要接触新人。
And one time I have a gospel friend.
有一次我有一个福音的朋友。
The only time he has is up after 10:30 in the evening of Thursday because he works in the restaurant.
他这个在餐馆做事的，他唯一有时间的时间是星期四晚上10:30以后。
So okay. I'll wait for you at your home 10:30 Thursday every night. I mean every week.
所以我就跟他讲，好，每个星期四晚上十点半，我在你家里等你。
So I will wait for him in, you know, so I have a some time with him, pray with him, reading some Bible with him.
所以我就等他，等到他的时候，我们就一起读点 主的话,
and later on, he was saved and baptized.
啊，结果后来他就相信了，他就受浸。
And this one is about 35 minutes away from my home.
啊，这个人呢，他是住的离我家35分钟。
You know, I'm just giving my testimony. What I'm saying is this: if you really want someone, you will get someone. It may not be your convenience, though, but you will get someone.
这是我的见证。这个我的点就是，你真的要啊、要的话，你会得着someone，但是不是你的方便。的时间来得着他。
So we have to adjust ourselves to fit their need.
所以我们需要调整我们自己来将就他们的。
Just like the Lord, he came all the way down from heaven to earth.
就像主啊，他从天上那么远来到地
上。He take a detour to that well to in Samaria to meet that woman.
他就绕道了，去到了撒玛利亚那个井口跟这个妇人
接触他。It's absolutely not convenient for him.
对他呢，其实是很不方便。
Not only he went, he took the whole group with him.
不但他去呢，他把门徒都带去了。
To for that one Samaritan woman to be saved.
就是为了那一个撒玛利亚妇人她的得救。
That's our gospel.
这就是我们的福音。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Recently, my wife and I began to have a home meeting with a few other, I mean, three other families, and we do have a burden to bear fruit, and we wonder what's your experience with sharing this burden for the gospel with others who may not have that burden, and then also how to bear the fruit together. Mm-hmm. Of course, with your speaking, my heart is renewed, but I also want others to share this burden and also be able to say, you know, your fruit is my fruit and my fruit is your fruit, to share this burden together.
Yeah.
我们弟兄的问题就是他有他最近在他家打开有别的圣徒们跟他一起，那他有这个负担呢、希望能够结果子，那他就想问一下我们弟兄啊，他有这个负担，怎么样把这个负担呢、交通给别的来一起聚会的弟兄们，叫他们也有负担呢、讲给别人听，然后大家能够一起啊结果子。那结果子的结果呢是啊，这个果子呢是他的也是他们的，啊，对，这个就是我们弟兄的问题，问怎么样呢？把这样的帮助别人尽到这样的负担，然后一同呢结果子，一同得主果子。
There are many many different ways. Okay, depends on who this one is, who this one is.
他有这个有很多不同的方法，这就在乎呢这个你讲的这些人的对象。
Brother Lee says, you know, when you want to help someone, you have to find out where is the stoppage.
这个李立勇就交通到，你这个讲到这样的事情的时候，你要找出来啊，什么是这个不通的地方。
Yeah, and then you have to minister according to that particular situation.
然后呢，你需要照那个特别的情形了，你来啊，来供应。
Number one is pray for him or her, pray for ourselves, so that the Lord will give us the spiritual wisdom.
我们可能需要为他们祷告，也为我们自己祷告，求主赐给我们智慧启示的灵。
To know what these brothers or these saints need so that he can get through.
能够知道啊，借着祷告能够知道啊，这个弟兄姊妹他们有什么特别的需要，他能够帮助他。通过这一个关系
maybe sometimes it's just a certain things get stuck.
可能呢、就是它里面有个结、通不过。
Or certain concept which cannot get through.
或者它有一个观念呢、它没有办法转。
Or certain matters.
或者是有些什么特别的情
形。And then you have to pray what can help this brother.
然后你就需要祷告、怎么样能够帮助他。
And the minister accordingly.
然后照着这个需要呢来帮助他。
Sometimes may not have the burden.
可能他没有这个负担。
And then you say, well, how can this one get the burden?
你就问怎么这个弟兄姊妹怎么能够得着有这个负担呢？
Well, there are many different ways.
有不同的方法。
Sometimes we can share with them.
有时候你就把这个负担交通给他。
Sometimes it may be he shine and so forth. You say, okay, don't worry, you just come with me. Don't say anything. I will do everything. So just come along.
也许这个人的问题呢，就是他比较害羞。那你就跟他讲啊，你就跟着我来，你也不要做什么，你就跟着我去。
Many times, you know, the saints they want to be useful.
很多时候呢，弟兄姊妹啊，都盼望啊在主手里有用。
Your presentation is that not they have the need.
其实不一定是他们有这个需要。
You tell them I have the need.
你就告诉他们你有这个需要。
Would you help me?
你能不能帮我的忙？
Most saints will help you.
大部分的圣徒都愿意帮你的忙。
Because they are thinking they are helping you.
因为他们在想他是帮你的忙。
I find that's very effective.
我发现这样跟圣徒的接触交通很有帮助。
Brother, I like to do this, but I'm really scared.
你可以跟他讲，我很想做这个事情。
Yeah, want to come with me to strengthen me, help me.
你跟我一起你加强我。
Yeah, I need your help.
我需要你的帮忙。
And the most of saints will respond to that.
大部分的圣徒呢，对这样的要求呢，都是有回应的。
But you tell them you need to do this, you need to do that.
但是如果你跟他讲你要这样做。
They usually say, oh no, out of the time, I'm too weak, I'm this, I'm that, and so forth. They get all kinds of excuses, and then you will not be able to get them.
他说我不行我没有时间他有很多的理由，这样你就没有路了。
Everyone wants to be feel needed.
其实我们每一个人都会有这个
被需要
的感觉。
Yeah. I'm not saying this is always the case. I mean,That's one of the ways. The other way sometimes is that a brother or someone needs a spiritual breakthrough.
我不是说每个情形都是这样的，但是呢，每个人他的情形不一样。那有些呢，他是有些属灵的情形，他需要冲破突破。
And in those kind of situations, you encourage them to a conference, a larger conference.
有时候呢，你把这个弟兄这个姊妹带去参加一个特会。
Yeah, in that kind of a conference atmosphere, for a few days.And they saw something, they will be revived.
有时候参加一个特会呢，在那个特会的环境的里面他们看见一个情形这他就得着恢复了。
There are many different ways.
所以有很多不同的方法。
So we just need to find out what's the situation and apply it accordingly.
所以我们就需要把这个情形找出来，然后呢对症下药。
And sometimes need to be patient.
另外有些时候呢，我们是需要就是有些耐心。
Don't just invite one or two times, give up. So okay, this one is hopeless.
不要说呢，你邀请他一两次后来他不愿意呢，你就说这个人是没有，
yeah.
无药可救。
Put aside for a while, come up again. Maybe situation have changed.
其实你过一阵呢，你再回去再跟他谈谈可能这个情形换了。
The key thing is we don't want to be discouraged.We'll continue to stay fast.
要紧的是你不要泄气你要坚定持续。
Don't be discouraged because they cannot come along.
不要因为他们不能够跟着顺着你你就泄气了。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I have one more in here. I'll read it, okay?
还有一个问题。
I'm not sure I can read the whole thing, okay? When there is a conflict between small group meeting,and other special meetings, such as a gospel meeting, special fellowship, or conference in the meeting hall on a Saturday night, what shall we do? We don't want to cancel our small group meeting too often, which we did in the past, sometimes two times a month. That could affect the perfecting of the newly saved ones.Lately, we have many conferences and a special fellowship here in the church in New York City. We feel the burden to participate and catch up with the burden of the Lord on a church level. While at the same time, we also feel the small group meeting is very important. What shall be our priority?
他的问题就是说，他们在周六有聚会。但是因为最近特会很多，所以他们觉得也希望跟这个召会的这个负担一致，那就跟他们这个周六的聚会呢有抵触。那但是他们的新人呢就没有办法照顾得好，像这种情形的话呢怎么办？因为他们一方面想要参加这个特会，跟召会的负担一样一同往前，但是另外一方面在他们周六的小排呢有他们的需要，他们的情形。怎么办？
This is a very, very practical question.
这是一个非常实际的问题。
And a very important one.
也是非常重要的。
And let me fellowship this way.
我这样交通。
Number one is that you know, this burden is for the whole church.
The
burden for the home meetings and the conference, that's all the burden for the whole church.
这个特会，比如周末有特会呢，他这个负担呢，是为了整个召会。
And there's no conflict.
其实没有什么冲突的事。
But we need the fellowship.
但是我们需要交通。
You know, just fellowship with the brothers.
我们就需要跟弟兄们交
通。We have such a situation.
我们有这个情形。
And what do you think?
弟兄，你们觉得怎么样？
You know, we means in my home, we actually encounter this a lot.
其实在我们家里有聚会，其实我们常常有这种情形。
We like to be consistently every week, every Friday, say, taking up the new ones.
我们呢愿意坚定持续每个周五呢有家聚会来照顾新人。
But certainly, especially in Southern California, we have a lot of conferences, trainings, special meetings, and so forth come up all the time.
但在南加州呢，我们常常有特会、有训练、有特别聚会，都在这个时间。
And the brothers always encourage us to go.
弟兄们总是鼓励我们大家都去参加。
So we just fellowship.
所以我们就交通。
In this situation, that situation, brothers, how do you feel?
在这样的情形里，弟兄们，你们怎么觉得
？Yeah, and this brother's question is indeed very practical.
弟兄问的这个问题呢，它是很实际的一个问题。
And in the very early days,
在很早期的时候。
And we just you know, all go to the training.
我们那个时候呢，就是大家一起就去参加训练。
And as I said, those 10 days, you have to at least 2 weekends.
那十天呢、啊？十天就包括两个周末。
And then we'll be gone for 2 weekends.
就是你两个周末都不在。
And when we came back, we find all those new ones all disappear.
当我们参加训练十天回来发现新人都不见了。
You take about a month or two to recover them.
你要花一个月的时间呢，把他们再找回来。
And they barely got recovered with another conference coming.
当他们刚刚回来的时候，又有一个特会。
Then you'll be gone.
然后又不见了。
And say, indeed, that's a problem.
所以这个确实是一个问题。
So you know, later on, Brother Lee in the small group meeting.
后来李弟兄就在这个小的聚会里面。
Yeah, 是小牌聚会。
小牌聚会里面。
He says, you know, heaven can pass away, the earth can pass away, we have to go to the home meetings.
他说天可废地可弃小牌聚会不可不去。
And then we just fellowship in the following way is the following. You have children.
后来我们就这样交通我们都有小孩。
And then when you go, you need to do something, do you just put them away, put them aside, you just left?
如果你有小孩的话，你要做什么事？是不是你们就把小孩丢下来就去做这些事了
？What do you do？
你怎么办呢
？When you need to be away，
当你要到别的地方去的时候
，What do you do？
你怎么办
？Say you and your wife need to go somewhere. You have children. What do you do with children？
如果你跟你们夫妻，你们都要去一个地方，但是小孩在家，小孩在的话，你们有小孩的话怎么办
？Well, you make arrangement for them.
你就做些安排。
You know, maybe husband, wife, and one can go, one will stay.
也许这个丈夫去，妻子留下来；也许妻子去，丈夫留下来。
Or maybe get the grandparents to come to take care of them.
或许找这个祖父母来帮忙照顾一下。
Or find a babysitter or something.
或者找这个找保姆来看一看小孩子。
In other words, our children have to be cared for.
换句话说，我们需要照顾小孩子。
In a consistent, steady way.
在一个坚定持续的照顾他们。
You know, if you can bring all those new ones to go with your conference, that's all the better.
最好就是你把这些新人都带着跟你一起去参加。
But sometimes that cannot be done or not appropriate.
那有时候呢，可能不是合适这样。
So you still have to make arrangement, make provision for them.
所以你还是需要有些安排。为他们有些预备。
But all done in a good fellowship.
这都是在交通的里面呢，做一个最合适的一个安排。
You don't have any problem.
其实你没有问题。
We are one with the church.
我们与教会是一。
Because everything done in a fellowship.
因为所有都是在交通里。
And certain messages will not be there. We can make it up with the recording, video, or something.
有些情形你可能那一个聚会你不参加。那你可以 用露营啊，用其他的方式呢、啊、来补上去。
Yeah, this is a very important aspect because in the, even the family in the human life, we always accommodate the weakest one.
这是很实际的事情，在我们的为人的这个生活的里面呢、啊，我们总是为着比较软弱的呢。都有为他们有特别的安排。
You know, no parents will say, "Well, just put their children behind, nobody care, and then go do something very important."
所以所有的父母啊，都不会把小孩子就丢下就自己走
了。Nothing is nothing is more important than the survival of your children, right?
你的小孩子存活啊，是最重要的嘛。
Yeah. So later on, actually, the Friday night meeting in my home never stop.
结果后来呢？在我们家里的这个星期五的聚会啊，从来没有停下来过，是一直继续。
Even when my wife was not there, we just keep key to somebody, and then they will continue.
即使我们夫妻都不在的时候呢，我们就把钥匙给别人啊，别人在那里。
Or sometimes we arrange some brothers calling the brothers and says, "Okay, we're all in this," and then one of us have to go back to take care of that.
有时候我们几个弟兄呢，我们就交通啊， yeah. 我们啊。总有一个人回来来照顾。
At least that's our practice.
这是我们的实行。
And each locality you can fellowship.
所以每一个地方召会呢，你都可以交通。
Yeah. When this practical situation come up, you just fellowship. What shall we take care of this situation?
所以有这样实际的问题，你就交通能够怎么样实际的解决
？Everything will be done in a harmonious way and the best to care for the new ones.
就能够很和谐的。很和顺的平顺的啊，借着交通呢、啊，解决这些情形。
Amen.
Amen. 因着这个时间的关系啊，because of time, we were going to, we have arranged to have some time for our sister from Ukraine, our sister Caroline. So she will share some.Very encouraging experience. She and her husband, they were in Ukraine, especially her, been there for 20 years. So there are many testimonies. We want to give her the time to share. So 我们有一位姊妹，潘姊妹，她是从这个乌克兰来，他们夫妇在那边有服事，特别是她在那边呢、啊、有20年的时间，他们有很多坚定持续的见证。那我们把下面的时间呢，可能问题呢留在下一次，我们就把这段时间呢留给他，让他给我们有一些见证交通。
Amen. Okay. Whoever have this question, you can come to me. I can fellowship. Okay.
那个有那个问题呢，可以个人呢、啊、从我们弟兄得着解答。
And I may say something in a more general way later.
或许呢，我会。一般性的呢，在这里也解答一下，告诉大家一下。
Amen. Amen.
Amen, 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Amen, 感谢主，让我有这个机会在这里做见证。
Thank you, the Lord, gave me the opportunity to testify here.
首先呢，我要先谢谢在纽约的一些弟兄姊妹坚定持续的这十年来为我的祷告。
First of all, I want to thank some of the saints in New York City has been steadfastly praying for us for the past 10 years.
所以呢，我才还可以继续待在乌克兰。
That's one of the reasons why I'm still in Ukraine.
一面感谢你们的祷告。
One hand, thank you for your prayers.
但是呢，另外一面呢，心里觉得你们就是你们的祷告，所以我回不了台湾。
On the other hand, also because of your prayers, even though I want to return to Taiwan, but I cannot.
Okay. 无论如何。都将一切的荣耀归给主。
But anyway, give the glory to the Lord.
Amen. 那我知道很多人都会很奇怪，就是都会问我一个问题，说你们当初为什么会要去俄国？
Many saints were asking me why would you go, why would you have gone to Ukraine in the first place?
当年是因为是这个 执事的一个带领。
At the beginning, this ministry is leading for the propagation to Russian speaking world.
那我们是真是不小心去的。
And we went there by accident.
因为当时李弟兄有开出七个条件。
By then, Brother Witness Lee gave us seven conditions.
但是呢，这七个条件里面，我们家是全部都不符合的。
And among all the seven conditions, or her family qualified for none.
其中一个他就是说英文要好。
Condition number one is you have to have a fluent in English.
还有你们的身材要高大。
And stature you have to be tall and big.
还有一个很重要就是不能有家累。
And the third one you should be single but with no children.
但是我们家有两个孩子。
But by then she had two children already.
然后我弟兄矮小。
And
我也不高。
Her husband was pretty small in stature.
那
so is she.
我们的英文是很差的。
And their English was pretty poor.
但是很奇怪，那次就是全台湾的这些带领弟兄们都在各地有这个一个呼召的聚会。
By then, a lot of the leading co-workers called out for young ones to go to Russia, go to Russian-speaking world.
那当时我们家呢，因为是在台湾的一个乡镇开展。
By then, they were propagating in the countryside in Taiwan.
所以我们率先就要去参加这个聚会，还要带全教会的弟兄姊妹参加这个聚会。
Of course, they have to join the fellowship and led the many saints from that locality to join the fellowship.
但是那个聚会结束之后呢，就变成全场的人都应该要有负担，去俄国开展。
By the end of the fellowship, the conference, and all the saints feel the responsibility they should all go.To Russian-speaking world to propagate.
然后我跟我的弟兄就想，反正呢，我们家是 totally 都不符合这个要求的。
And she and her husband felt they were already disqualified by any condition anyway.
但是执事现在有这样子的行动跟呼召。
But because the leading of the ministry.
我们不能因为我们不符合规这个标准，然后我们就不做任何事。
They felt that they should do something anyway, even though they are not qualified.
有人在前线打仗，但是我们也可以，就是说，我们也站在这个执事的开展的这个行列里面。
Even though some saints are fighting in the front line, and they should stand one with the ministry.
所以呢，我们就把那个单子就填，就是每个人都填奉献单嘛。然后我想说，那么多人，反正我们就投下去吧。
So they filled out the consecration sheet, you know, took the chance. Fell, you know, so many people is the chance to fell in their on their hand is not high.
而且在一方面，总不能弟兄们开奉献箱的时候，结果大家都不是合格的，但是里面一张奉献单都没有。
They felt like when the brothers opened the consecration box, they even though may not be qualified, but they don't want the box is empty.
我们觉得这样子也对不起弟兄。
They felt like that would be a shame to the brothers.
所以那张单子就这样丢下去了。
So they dropped their consecration sheet.
然后我们就说，感谢主，我们这个算是投执事一票。
Oh, praise the Lord, we voted for the ministry.
可是就过了没几天，就接到一通电话。
Few days later, they received a phone call.
请我弟兄到上台北去考试，英文考试。
And the brothers called asked her husband went to Taipei to do some English testing.
我们两个当时就说，这怎么可能？弟兄们一定搞错了。
They felt the brothers must have made a mistake.
但是后来我们又自己解释，没关系，反正我们英文那么烂，绝对不会考通过的，就去吧。
They comforted themselves because their English was so poor. You go anyway, but you're gonna fail.
好了，我弟兄就去了，然后回来了。
Her husband went and came back.
然后我问说怎么样，考得怎么样？
And she asked, "How was your test?"
当然不好啊。
And then he said, "Of course, it was bad."
好，那我说好，我安心继续服侍。
And then we should feel peace and serve continuously.
而且那个时候我们正在准备一个福音聚会，所以我们就天天在外面发福音单张。
But then they were preparing for a gospel meeting there, so they distributed tracts every day.
结果。第二天又接到一个电，又过了两天又接到一个电话。
Two days later, another phone call.
我们十位弟兄在主面前的考量，觉得你们这个家要平信去俄国开展。
The brothers mentioned that 10 brothers prayed and felt peaceful that her family should go to Russia.
请第二天就打，请打包，第二天就到台北训练中心报到。
Please pack tonight and come to Taipei Training Center tomorrow.
不过感谢主。
But anyway, praise the Lord.
第二天我弟兄走了。
Next day, her husband moved to Taipei.
我就照样过我就在想开始做过我该过的生活。
And she was planning for her daily work serve after her husband had moved.
因为我们一直以为是弟兄，就是说有家眷的，就是弟兄会先去半年适应了之后，那个再把姊妹跟孩子接过去。
Their thoughts were the husband should go for 6 months before the family move.
那结果到了当天，就是过了几个小时之后，我又接到刘晨曦弟兄的电话。
Few hours later, Brother Samuel Liu, that's his brother-in-law and called her.
你怎么没来？
Why did not you come?
我说我为什么要去呢？
But why should I come?
当然我有很多的理由。
So I have many reasons.
他只给我一句话。
He only said one sentence.
不要成为你弟兄的绊脚石。
Don't be a stumbling block for your husband.
当然了，过这几年我碰到他，我问他这句话，他说他不记得了。
In the past few years, when she met up with Brother Samuel, and she asked him, "Do you remember that sentence, that word?" And he said, "No, I don't."
但是当我接到那个电话的时候，我就开始哭了。
And when she received that phone call, and she began to cry.
我觉得我真的没有办法，我完全没有办法。
She felt like she is hopeless and helpless, impossible.
那我就打了一个电话到台北给我的母亲。
So she called her mother in Taipei.
那我的母亲接到电话的时候，她也吓一跳，她觉得我有孩子，弟兄们一定是错了。
And her mother also a little shocked. She thought the brothers must have made a mistake because they have two children.
但是就在我妈妈跟我讲了这两句话之后，她就在电话中就停了几秒钟。
And after her mother mentioned those facts, and she paused for a few seconds.
然后我就听到电话那头就开始呼求主名。
And then she heard her mother was calling on the name of the Lord.
过了一会儿，她就开始讲，她说：“小林，对不起，妈妈刚才跟你讲那两句话是在人的情感里面讲的。”
And her motherSaid, I'm sorry, Caroline. What I said was in natural feeling.
那你为什么不敢去呢？
Why are you afraid to go?
我说我什么都不会啊。
And then she said, I don't know anything.
我也不会做饭，我也不会讲英文，我什么都不会。
I don't know how to cook. I cannot speak English.
但是我母亲说，感谢赞美主。
And her mother said, "Praise the Lord."
你们到俄国开展，这是圣灵的工作。
You go to Russia. This is from the Spirit.
圣灵的工作是绝对有果效的。
The work of the Spirit must be effective.
但是要有人配合。
But I need a cooperation, a coordination of somebody.
但是，如果你今天什么都能做，然后你去了。
If you can do everything and you go.
那个果效你很容易归自己。
And you will gain the glory, return the results to yourself.
所以弟兄们太有智慧了。
The brothers are very wise.
就选到你这个什么都不会的。
Just choose somebody who doesn't know anything.
我当时只有一个感觉，我到底是不是你的女儿啊？
Then she had a feeling is, am I your daughter?
No. Anyway, 这就是我。不小心到了俄国了。
This is the the prelude why they accidentally went to Russia.
那当时在俄国要去俄国之前，都弟兄们有一个交通，就是最起码要在那边待满两年。
And then their fellowship before they left for Russian speaking world is they have to stay there at least for 2 full years.
但是刚到那里，我们就后来被调到乌克兰去，那里是比莫斯科更糟糕的地方。
They went to Moscow first, and then a little time later, they moved to Ukraine, and that's even worse.
然后那在我每天就是要为柴米油那边也没什么那个，反正就我每天就要为三餐一直打转。
So her time and thoughts were.Largely occupied by how to prepare 3 meals a day.
问题是我买不到东西。
Because she cannot buy anything.
所以我天天我的工作就是从早把孩子送到幼稚园，我就开始到处一个市场一个市场走路的去找东西。
And after drop the kids to the nursery or preschool, and then she will walk from market to market to look for food.
那然后总觉得天天都吃不饱。
So feel like in starvation, hungry every day.
我就在想，我怎么这个叫做俄国开展吗
？Yeah, it's 俄国嘛。
Yeah.
This is the propagation in Russia. Russia in Chinese, 俄国 means hungry country.
That's right, that's right. 我儿子常常说，妈妈，什么叫俄国？俄国就是天天饿的扁扁的。
Yeah.Her son said, "What's Russia? Russia? What's 俄国？俄国 means every day you're hungry."
结果有一天晚上我做梦。
There's one night I had a dream.
我梦见我们在 Moscow 有一个 conference.
I dreamed a conference in Moscow.
在聚会到一半，有几位单身的姊妹跑来找我，跟我说 ，Karen， 你知道吗？我们在 Moscow 附近发现了一个夜市。
She dreamed a few sisters ran to her and said.Caroline, we found a evening market or a night market in Moscow.
我们那个聚会，我就印象中，在我梦中，我们就一直等聚会结束，我们就冲出去了。
In her dream, they've been waiting for the conference to finish and they rush out.
我们一直找，一直找，然后又爬山又涉水，后来找到了那个夜市。
They looked around, looked far, near and far, over the mountain, over rivers. They found that market.
几乎要放弃了，但是我们还在梦中呼求主名，找到他的。
They almost gave up, but they were calling on the name of the Lord, and eventually they found they found the market.
我们看到，哇，真的是夜市哎，都是亮的，然后人好多、哦，然后他们就说 ，Karen， 我们要先吃什么
？They found a very bright market, and the sisters was so excited. They said, "Caroline, what should they eat? What should we eat first?"
我说我不急，我要绕一圈，然后再决定我要吃什么。
And she said, "I'm not in a rush. I'm going to walk around and then decide what to eat."
结果我终于找到，我就先想要吃在台湾那个叫甜不辣什么那个 Olen 啊那些的，我不知道怎么讲。
And she said, she was looking for a special dessert or something she used to like in Taiwan.
Fresh fish.
哎呀，
fried fish.
Fresh dried fish.
Fried.
Oh, fresh fried.Fish chips. Fish chips or fish cakes.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it's a dream anyway. What do we worry about? Okay, eat anything you want.
And then when I当我拿到嘴边正要咬下去的时候啊。
She dreamed that she picked up a piece and hold close to her mouth and ready to bite.
No, 就是已经要吃了。
Oh, okay.
然后
you know what she means.
然后我就听到我儿子说：“妈妈，我要尿尿。”
And then she heard her son all of a sudden said, "Mommy, I need a pee."
我很生气，跑到他的房间，把他抓起来到厕所去。然后他这样迷迷糊糊，我就说：“你不会晚一点叫我吗？你让我吃一口不行吗？”
She scolded her son, said, "Can't you call me a little bit later? Just let me taste one bite."
我不知道是，反正那天就这样结束了。但是接下来，我的心情就一直在想到那我没有吃到那一口。
And that day finished, and but the next and following few days, she always felt she failed to taste that one bite.
很奇怪，有一天晚上我又同样的梦又来了。
A few days later, she had a similar dream.
但是这次我一下就到夜市了。
This time she went to the market immediately.
然后呢，我这次就跟他们姊妹们说，我看到什么，我马上买，马上吃。
She said, "Whatever I see, I buy it immediately and eat it immediately."
然后我就买了一只鸡腿。
She bought a chicken leg.
然后我就一口咬下去。
She just wolf down.
结果这个时候我就大叫一声啊，然后就醒了。
And she screamed and woke up.
因为我咬我的手了。
And she bit her own hand.
然后那天开始，那天晚上我就哭了。
And she cried that night.
然后心情一直不好。到第二天早上把孩子送走我的晨星的时候，我就读到一句话。
She was felt pretty sad and down that day. And in that morning revival, she read one verse.
零后四章七节，但我们有这宝贝在瓦器里面，要显明这超越的能力，不是出于神，乃是不是出于我们，是出于神，不是出于我们。
Second Corinthians 4:7 says, "We have this treasure in this earthen vessel."This is not from out of us, but it's out of Him.
我觉得这是主给我的一个回话。
And she felt that's the word from the Lord to her.
因为我那整夜我心里非常难过，我怎么还在想埃及的韭菜啊这些有的没的。
And she was repenting because she felt she was even in that place she was dreaming those food from Egypt.
全台中召会这么同心合意的把我们送到俄国开展，是一件很荣耀的事。
So it was so glorious that the churches in Taiwan sent them to Russian-speaking world to propagate.
结果我天天在过地上爬的生活。
But she was leading a life was still crawling on the earth.
所以我悔改。
And she repented.
但是我一面也对神发出抗议。
And then she also protested against God.
我觉得
to God.
No, to God. 我觉得这个生活怎么一点都不荣耀啊。
But why am my my daily living is not glorious at all?
所以读到这句话的时候，然后我又看了注解，特别是讲到说我们里面有这个宝贝，就是复活的生命。
And she read that verse and read the footnote says.We have this resurrection life in us.
然后这个复活的生命是可以适应一切环境的生命。
This resurrection life can be fitting to all circumstances.
我说我就跪下来跟主祷告，办一个交涉。
And she kneeled down and I did a transition with the Lord.
我说如果你是真神
，Lord, if you are true,
你的话应该都是可以经历的。
And all your words can be experienced.
我现在从今天开始，我就来经历你这句话。
From today on, I will experience this word from today.
如果接下来的生活我还是这样子的生活的话，那两年一到，我打包回台湾，我不再成为基督徒。
If my walk is not this experiencing this word, after 2 years, I will pack and go back to Taiwan. I willbecome a non-Christian again.
那是我很厉害跟主的一次祷告。
So that's a very serious dealing with the Lord.
但是那样子办了交涉之后，我并没有说日子就很好过。
After that dealing, the life was not getting any better.
但是很奇妙的就是，每遇到一件事情，我就是先带到主面前祷告。
But from then on, anything she faced, she will.Bring that thing back to the Lord.
我觉得他就是我真正的依靠。
And the Lord is her real dependent.
因为那个时候开展是乌克兰是很大的一块地，所以同工们到处都在外面 travel， 所以我在家就几乎都是我跟两个孩子嘛。
Because Ukraine is so large, most of the coworkers always traveling outside. and your home, she and the two kids, always whole.
所以在那样子的生活里面，我每次遇到困难，我跟主祷告，有时候过不去的难关的时候，主就给我一句话：我是孤儿寡妇的神。
Whenever she feel difficult, facing difficulties, and she will pray to the Lord, and the Lord will comfort her with that, I am the God of widow and orphans.
感谢主，所以我没有打包回家，结果我一待二十年。
The result is I did not pack and go back, and stayed there for almost 20 years.
那在这个这是在我这面的学习，但是在我孩子那面，因为我当时我孩子去的时候是五岁半，所以他对台湾是有印象的。然后再加上他在外面常常被乌克兰男生欺负，被打。
This is her experience, and when they went to Ukraine, her son was 5 and a half, her daughter was 2 and a half. And he had a hard time in school because he suffered a lot of beating from other children.
所以孩子常常跟我吵说，我们为什么要待在这里？我们为什么要待在这里？我们可不可以回台湾？
Because he had a memory already from Taiwan, and so he always complains, why should we stay here? We should go back to Taiwan.
你知道孩子是最摸母亲的心。
You know, the children always are connected with the heart of the mother.
当我在这件事情在主面前寻求的时候，我就跟有一天就把他们带叫到我面前。
When she was dealing with the Lord, and one day she called the two children to her.
我说你们知道吗？全台湾主只选了两个特别的小孩，就是你们。
And then she said, you know.Out of the whole Taiwan, the Lord only choose two special children.
你们是
those are you.
你们是神特别制造的。
And you are a special product of the Lord.
所以就只有你们两个来乌克兰。
Only two of you can come to Ukraine.
所以呢，因为我老大一直想要当军人。
And her son always wanted to become a soldier.
我就说，我们今天是被选上来这边当精兵的。
And then she told him, we were chosen by the Lord to become warriors in Ukraine.
所以我们现在在做的事呢，就是在打仗。
And what we're doing here is a fighting, is a war.
那你知道谁最不开心我们在这里吗？
You know who is the most displeased?In the universe, for us being here.
我说就是撒旦。
It is Satan.
那你要让主耶稣笑，还是要让撒旦笑
？Do you want to please God, Lord Jesus, or you want to Satan laugh?
他们就说，当然要主耶稣笑啊。
Of course, we want our Lord Jesus smile.
我说那所以外面这些事都是撒旦要来搅扰我们，就是想让我们说啊，我们要走了，我们不要当兵了。
So all everything happened is Satan distracting us and frustrating us. So he always want hope. We say, okay, we don't want to fight here anymore. Let's go home.
所以每次我跟他们讲完之后，我就说，所以我们现在要像军人一样站起来，然后他们就站起来。
Now let's stand up as like soldiers.
然后我们就哦，主耶稣，哦，主耶稣，就呼求主名。
Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus.
然后我就带着他们，因为房子很小，但是我就带着他们就 march,
march.
对 march. 然后就在厨房、房间、厕所，就这样一圈一圈绕。
In a small apartment, so she were led the two children, marching like soldiers among.Kitchen, rooms, restrooms, everywhere.
然后我们就说，不要让撒旦得胜，我们要主耶稣得胜。
And we say we don't want to let Satan win, but let Lord Jesus win.
我就试着眺望他们的灵。
I want to rekindle and stir up their spirit.
所以也慢慢的陪他们每天晚上的读经、唱诗，然后也利用这个机会教导他们中文，然后也就成为我的同伴。
And every night we read the Bible together, singing hymns, and also teach them Chinese.And they became her partners.
所以每一次，那家里家打开，那是更不用说的。我们在那边要做的事就是家打开。
Opening homes is a no big deal. It's just a routine. So all they do is open homes.
Yeah, 所以我们因为那边的教会生活都是刚开始的，所以也没有什么不懂什么是儿童聚会，不懂什么是青少年聚会。孩子就我去做，他就成为我的同伴。
Because the churches are all at the beginning, so then nobody knows anything. So no children for children's meeting, young people meeting, or anything. It's just the children become her greatest help.
就这样子，我们经过了两年之后
，After two years，
我就觉得哎，两年了，可以走了。
She felt two years fulfilled. It's time to go.
然后我们就开始去找弟兄们交通了。
And then they begin to fellowship with the brothers.
弟兄们说，才刚来两年，刚懂一点，怎么可以走呢？再待一年吧。
The brother said, "Oh, the 2 years, you just begin to learn. Stay one more year."
我就说我跟我弟兄呢什么本事都没有，有一个本事就是听交通。
Her husband and herself, they are feel like incapable for anything but capable of obeying any fellowship from the brothers.
好，一年又这样留下来了。
And then they stay one more year.
然后再一年。
Another year.
再去交通。
Fellowship two more years later, they fellowship again.
还是再留下来吧。
Brothers will say, "Can you stay longer?"
So we just this year by year.
So they are renewing year by year, and then stay.
一直到有一年，我是觉得不能，孩子已经大了，已经都三年级了，然后有这个读书的问题，然后我看到其他的同伴们。在俄国开展的同伴们，他们都孩子到了差不多那个年纪了，他们去交通，孩子就可以回去了，他们就回台湾了。所以我也看到了，然后我就说，哎，我们也差不多了，那我们用这个理由去交通。
And when her son reached the third grade, because other co-workers, when their children reach their age, they can easily fellowship and go back to their home countries. So she felt maybe it's time for us to go back to fellowship and return to Taiwan.
但是这次我比较狡猾，我使了一点小计谋。
This time I became a little crafty, so I used a little stratagem.
这次我就分别找三个弟兄，但是个别交通，不要一起交通，个别交通。
She sought out three different brothers and fellowshiped with them separately. Before it was always fellowship together.
然后结果交通出来的结果。都是说继续留下来。
And among all the three brothers, their fellowship were in consensus said you should stay longer.
但是我就说，那可是孩子有教育的问题啊。
And then I use the education of the children as an excuse.
可是这个时候有一位带领弟兄就跟我们说，他就语重心长的跟我们说，你如果用孩子要受教育的问题回台湾，我们当然不会，弟兄们不会拦阻你，但是。好不好？你们为后面的弟弟妹妹做个榜样，总要有人能胜过这个环境。
One lady brother fellowship said, "If you use the education, children's education, to fellowship with us, of course we cannot stop you. But would you be a pattern for those who are coming after you?"
我们还是有那个本事听交通。
And, if there is anything, good about us is we obey any fellowship.
但是在孩子学校的问题很奇妙，就在那个冬天就解决了。
And then the issues related with her son's school were resolved that winter.
然后就这样子又服侍了几年。
And a few more years serving later.
开始又有一个新的带领，弟兄们就交通说，外国同工们都该开始回各回各家了，美国的回美国，台湾的回台湾。那我听了就很高兴，这个就不是我自己想的。我说这是弟兄们一定要叫我们回台湾了。
The co-workers had a fellowship. Say the co-workers in Russia should all return to their home countries, and then she felt, huh, the opportunity is here.It's not from them, but it's from the co-workers.
Yeah, it's 对，是从这个就是从弟兄们来的，这不是我自己发起的。
然后 started from the co-workers, not from them.
结果可是我在为 当时就在开始想，一定是六五月或六月回台湾嘛，照理都是这样。七月回台湾，那个时候大概三四月左右，我就在已经开始准备，什么东西要打包，什么东西我已经开始在准备了。
Their expectation is to return to Taiwan in July. So in March, April, they begin to mentally preparing what to pack and return to Taiwan.
可是就在有一天，我正在打扫的时候。哦，主耶稣啊，那天我正在打扫，突然一句话就进来了，我不知道为什么就有一句话就进来。那是一首诗歌，就是当你还是我的敌人的时候，我就为你死。
One day she was when she was cleaning up the house, and then him came to her mind. So I died for you, well, you were my enemy.
那首诗歌天天在听都没感觉，可是那天那句话打到我的心。
I heard that hymn many times, but that day, that word really strike me very hard.
我不自觉的就一直哭，然后就跪下来了。
And I cannot stop the weeping, and I kneel down.
哭到一个地步，我里面就有一句话，我就跟主说。我俄文都不会讲，我还是回台湾吧。
And then, to a point, she complained to the Lord. I even cannot speak Russian. It's better for me to return to Taiwan.
但是那句话还是回应我。
The Lord used that same word to answer my complaint.
后来我服下来了。
And
我跟
later I submitted.
但是我跟主说，我不会讲俄文，我留在这里干什么
？I told the Lord, if I cannot speak Russian, what's the reason for me to stay here?
我觉得很丢脸呢。
I feel like I'm very shameful.
可是有另外一句话就出来了，我都为你死了，你就算是为我丢一点脸，有什么关系
？But the Lord told me again, I even died for you.So what will be so much for you to be feel a little shame for me?
我就说，难道我真的这一辈子就要在乌克兰当巴布什卡当奶奶吗
？I felt I told the Lord, I said, "You really want to keep me here in Ukraine to become a grandmother?"
结果我就祷告说，如果是，那我不跟你争执，我阿门。
But my answer to the Lord is, if that was your desire, I'm not going to argue with you anymore.
结果到了暑假
for that summer vacation,
我们就弟兄们就真的我们就回台湾了。
And then they really returned to Taiwan.
然后我们也去要服事的那个会所报道。
And they also went to the.Locality, they were asked to serve.
然后我们哀宴也给人家吃了。
And the saints had a love feast for us, and we ate it.
然后一个月之后又说，请你们搬回乌克兰。
A month later, the brothers said, "We want you to move back to Ukraine."
所以，在这个我刚刚漏掉一点，就是在这个过程中，我回在我跟主祷告之后，虽然回了台湾，但是。我本来还在高兴说，哎呦，主耶稣那次是在耍我吗？
Even though we returned, and I was feeling like it was the Lord was joking with me.
结果真的没有开玩笑，一个月之后，我就有弟兄看到我就说，哎呀，小林姊妹，对不起啊，对不起啊，请你们再回乌克兰。
And I think the Lord, I realized the Lord was not joking with me at all. A month later, the brothers came to us, said.Caroline, we hope your family can move back to Ukraine.
但是很奇妙，就在我们回去之后没有两个月，大批的中国留学生就开始到乌克兰留学。
You know, it's a very remarkable. Two months after we moved back to Ukraine, and a large number of foreign students from China begin to rush to Ukraine to attend a school.
结果其中是因为有一位我们在福州的一位弟兄到那边读书读音乐。
Because there's a brother from Fujian, Fuzhou to went there to study music.
所以他需要，就福州教会写了一封信给我，给我们，需要我们照顾他，所以我们就跟他取得了联系。
The brothers in Fuzhou wrote a letter to the church in Kyiv, ask us to care for this student.
所以当我们到宿舍去看他的时候，才发现整栋楼都是中国学生。
And before that, until we went to visit him in the dorm, we realized the whole building is fully occupied by Chinese students.
但是他们都说是被中介骗来的，所以心情都不好。
As if they were sold by
中介
brokers, middlemen, brokers sold them to Ukraine. So they all feel very down.
所以情绪都不好，在宿舍就有常有这种打架啊，这个各方面的事。
A lot of troubles in those dorms. Sometimes they fight with each other.
当我们跟这位弟兄接触之后，就把他接到家里来，就每周六他没有课，就把他接到家里来，我们就开始喂他吃一些东西。然后温暖他，顾惜他，然后主日就带他去聚会，然后我就试着就开始帮他翻译。
So every Saturday we'll take this brother back to where they live and feed him and meet with him and bring him to Lord's Day meeting and help him with the language and so on.
他的那个负担就慢慢就起来了。
And then he began to have a burden for others.
然后就说我们一起陪他去宿舍传福音。
And then he said we should coordinate together and go to the dorm and preach the gospel.
但是当我们去的时候，楼管不让外人进去，所以我们进不去。
And then when they went there, and the non-students really cannot enter into the building.
那结果这位弟兄就灵机一动，他就在他的这个宿舍他的房间门口就贴了一张纸条，写说每天晚上在几号房间有读经，欢迎大家来。
So that brother wrote a note and posted, said, so and so days and time, and we're gonna read a Bible in my dorm. Whoever is willing, and please come.
结果就吸引了很多完全不知道的就愿意，因为在宿舍没事做那个时候，所以他们就去他的房间读经。
And that Bible study drew many students to his room.
然后这些学生就很惊讶说，为什么我们这位弟兄每周六都有地方可以去，他们都没有人可以请他们去。
So other students became very jealous or admire that brother. He always have a place to go during the weekend. They cannot.
那他就说我们可不可以也请他们来，我说当然可以。
And they ask if we can invite them to come to her place as well.
那这些学生全部都是学音乐的。
And all the students are studying music and different instruments.
所以每周六周五我就预备了很多很多的饭食，然后放在冰箱里面。
So every Friday she will cook many a lot of food and put it in the fridge.
然后他们谁来谁就自己开冰箱自己去热吃自己的。
So whoever comes, they just take the food and heat it up and eat.
因为他们来的时间都不一样。
Because their time were not synchronized, just randomly coming in.
所以那他们然后整个周六从早上到晚上，我们家呢就像是一个音乐会。
So every Saturday from morning to the evening, her home is like a concert all the time.
因为他们有吹的，有拉的，有弹的，反正什么都有。
They play all kinds of instrument.
那他们就很自由的在我们家练琴的练琴，唱歌的唱歌，就是很轻松的在那里。
So they feel very relaxed if they want to play a string instrument or singing opera or whatever they do. Just they feel very relaxed.
这样子，但是。我一直在为他们祷告。
But she has been praying for them all the time.
因为我不知道怎么样面对这些学生。
She did not know how to handle these students.
我只能尽量喂饱他们。
And the only thing she can do is to feed them.
还有他们需要翻译的时候，或者是需要学校处理事情，或者是牙痛啊什么，就是我就专门帮他们做这些事。
And also give them a personal help in their school or personal needs.
可是就这样子过了一段时间之后，哎，他 他们就开始有很多的问题来问我了。
After a little while, many of them had a lot of questions to ask her.
你为什么对我们这么好？
Why are you so kind and nice to us?
你为什么要爱我们？
Why do you love us?
还有你是基督徒吗？
Are you a Christian?
就类似这样的问题。那我就说哎，其实我也很不想爱你们呐。
And told them I really don't want to love you.
你们每次来这样子搞，我很累哎。
But just come to my house like this, I'm very tired.
但是没办法，我是神的儿女。
But I cannot do anything else because I'm a children, I'm God's children.
因为神爱我。
Because God loves me.
神爱你。
And God loves you.
所以我也得爱你。
So that's why I have to love you.
看起来像是被动的。
Sounds like a passive.
但是呢，我为了要爱我的神，所以我一定要爱你。
Because I need to love my God, so I have to love you.
然后他们说，那这样子的话，你怎么都不教我们唱诗歌呢？
But if so, why don't you teach us how to sing hymns?
我说你们真的要唱吗？
Do you really want to sing hymns?
我说要答应我一个条件。
And then you give me, you gotta agree on one thing.
不要来来去去，就说你们要把你们大家的时间谈一谈，有一个固定的时间。
So you cannot shovel in, shovel out randomly. We need a fixed time.
然后第二个呢，就是你们要坚定持续，不可以今天唱，下一次就不唱。
And second, you need to come steadfastly. You cannot come today, this week, and not next week.
然后我就在主面前就祷告，下一周该为他们预备哪一首诗歌。
And I'll pray before the Lord, which hymn should I prepare for them next week?
然后再找相关的经节、相关的信息。
And then seek out the corresponding verses and messages.
所以就从那样子开始，我们每个周六下午三点的这个华语学生排一直坚定持续到现在。
And every Saturday afternoon, from then, starting from 3 p.m. and continued until today.
所以刚刚接到好消息，我们又有两位学生受浸。
And I just received a good news today, and two more students got baptized.
所以，我也不知道该说什么。我觉得今天弟兄们的交通真的就是我的生活。
And I don't know what to say, but today the brother and sisters fellowship, it is my living.
而且从我刚才这样子的交通，我相信大家也会感觉到，其实我是从被动的到被动的跟随，然后到现在，我觉得我看到这些学生，他们常常很感谢我的牧养。
And you probably also sensed, my beginning was a little passive as well.Until today, a lot of students are thanking us for shepherding them.
但是我都告诉他们谢谢你们。
But I always tell them thank you.
没有你们，我不会活得这么快乐。
Without you, I cannot live such a joyful life.
没有你们，我的人生是黑白的。
And without you, my human living is black and white.
所以我真的是你们喂养了我，不是只有我喂养你们。
It's not only I shepherded you, but you shepherded me.
所以我真的是很感谢主给我人生这一段的经历。
I really thank the Lord to give me this period of time in my life.
就算是我是被动的，愿意把自己摆出来。
Even though I was a little passive, but I'm willing to present myself.
但是主就做事。
And the Lord will work through us.
而且主真的会做大事。
And the Lord really can do great things.
Amen. 感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Amen.
我本来根本不准备讲的。
I was not prepared to speak anything, to say anything.
但是因为潘姊妹讲了。那么我觉得如果我不讲他的这个见证没有个头。
Because Sister Caroline's testimony, if I don't say anything, seems like this testimony has no ending. No conclusion.
Yeah. 他可能只有
Make head to put up.
他
no beginning.
没有 yeah. 那么同时呢我也有一个秘密从来没告诉过这个纽约的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, really?
因为纽约弟
兄。I have a secret I never told the saints in New York City.
Because
a lot of saints care about my health, said I might be tired, that you should stay home, don't travel. But so I had a lot of travelings I did not tell you.
但是也有的是公开的，那么就是
Some traveling are,
那么第我第一次到俄国去是李弟兄1993年那个时候，他要我到俄国去。
My first trip to Russia was in 1993. Brother Lee asked me to go.
这个长话短说，因为我讲的不是说我去的那个经验。那么我那个时候，但是呢，李弟兄他叫我去一个月，整个暑假。那后来第二一段就是到莫斯科去传福音两周。
I went there for a month, and two weeks was in Moscow to preach gospel.
那么在那两周里面呢，我一共带了183个人受浸。
In those 2 weeks, I brought 183 to the Lord.
所以我回来以后，我就去找李弟兄，我说我可不可以你送我到俄国去。
When I returned, I went to Brother Lee, said, "Would you send me to Russia?"
我想他大概叫我回去祷告，但是他什么话都没讲，他就马上就讲，你留下来。
And then I thought Brother Lee were asking me to go back to pray, but he told me immediately, said, "You should stay where here."
但他接着就跟我讲了45分钟，他说虽然呢俄国是很重要，但是呢纽约这边也重要。
And then he fellowshiped with me for 45 minutes after that. Said Russia, of course, is important, but New York is also very important.
他说我们应该要守自己的店。
And he said we should keep our own shop.
那么因为这个我就觉得好像没有什么希望了。
I felt that there's no hope to go to Russia.
然后到了第二年春天。
Spring next year.
那么后来因为李弟兄他是把俄国的工作通通都交给 Benson 弟兄来做。
Because Brother Lee gave the work in Russia to Brother Benson.
那么 Benson 他不知道李弟兄对我讲的话。
Brother Benson did not know what Brother Lee told me.
所以呢 ，Benson 他就希望我能够去那个乌克兰。
And then Benson really hope I can go to Ukraine.
那么他叫我去呢，我也很愿意去。
Of course, he asked me, and I would like to go myself.
那么尤其那里的带头的弟兄 Peter 一听说，马上就给我准备什么事情，就把我就送到这个乌克兰去了。
Yeah, the brother serving there, brother Peter heard I'm considered going, and he prepared a lot of things for me.
那我一到了那里，那个 Peter 弟兄就跟我说，他说我们就是等着你来这里来开特会了。
And then brother Peter said we're waiting for you to come here to lead a conference.
那么这个一开始我就是接待在潘弟兄潘姊妹家。
At the beginning, I was hosted by Sister Caroline.
我不相信他不记得我。
我记得。
因为我到他家去过两次。
对。
She remembers, and he stayed in their home for twice.
出台是什么去？我去了两次那个乌克兰。
He went to Brother Benjamin went to.Ukraine twice.
那么到了那个地方呢，他们那个特会的地方啊，是在郊外，不是在市区内。
The conference was held in the suburb, not in the city.
那么那一次的特会呢，也是非常重要，因为是乌克兰各地的人通通都集中到那个地方去开特会。
The conference was very important because all the saints in Ukraine were gathered together in that place.
我记得不错的话，那次的特会有1900人，就等于他们全国人通通都来自那次的特会。
That conference was about 1,900 people from all over Ukraine.
所以这个潘姊妹他们做的梦。是 有道理的，是主不是别的梦，是主叫你来的。
Amen. Also, the dream, brother, sister Caroline dreamed was real. That was from the Lord.
Amen.
那么就在那个地方的周围，他是好也学校的宿舍，我们都是住在那个地方。
There, we lived in student dorms.
那但是那个房子里面。只有一个热气，有其他都没有热气。它的那个水啊，是有热气。
The dorm has only
这就有热水呀。
There's hot water.
但是呢，每一天只能够有2个小时。
But only can supply 2 hours a day.
他们很有爱心，他们是想要把那个水箱修好了。让全天都能够有热水。
They were really considerate. They want to repair the water heater so we can have hot water all day long.
结果他们这么一修啊，连那个本来的也都坏掉了。
And then when they repaired it, they did it worse. The whole system broke down, and there's no hot water anymore.
但是这个我也不在乎。
And I didn't care that much.
那在那个。边上有个很大的湖
，and there was a big lake next to that conference place.
那么那个湖呢，水是脏的不得了。
And the lake, the water in that lake was very dirty.
但是那次的特会啊，我们有60个人受浸。
In that conference, we had 60 were baptized.
那我是不敢跟他们跳到水里面去，但是他们本地的人个个。都跳到水里面去，60个人受浸。
I did not, I did not dare to jump in that dirty water, but the local brothers jumped in the water and baptized them.
那个就是我第一次到那个乌克兰去的那个经历。
That was my first trip to Ukraine.
Yeah. 所以第二次我也去，但是比较短，赶快就走了。
The second trip was very short. I had a rush away.
是后来我也听过这个潘姊妹的见证，她怎么带领那边的学生到主面前去。
Later, I also heard Sister Caroline's testimony how to lead the students to the Lord.
所以求主写这个，我这样讲，我去乌克兰可以算是那里学生工作的开头。
Amen.
May the blood, Lord's blood, cleanse me, cover me. My trip to Ukraine can be considered the beginning of the student's work.
继续下去。
没有。
感谢主，
谢谢。
Okay. Because of time, we should.
Yeah.
How about we close with some prayers?
Amen.
Actually, there's.
我们有点祷告。
There's a possibility we may have a baptism.
Right、今天晚上，我们现在正在有人受浸。
But let's pray first.
好，来我们祷告。
How about some take the lead to pray concerning the matter of
that? That sister, maybe was a sister want to get baptized? A Russian speaking, a Korean speaking sister. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. How about we have some prayers?
Amen.
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 Amen. All together.
Okay.
Two by two.
Amen.
Yeah. All together.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we do give all the glory to you.
Amen.
Give all the thanks to you.
Amen.
May all the testimonies will be carried out.
Amen.
May all our visions become a reality.
Amen.
In New York City.
Amen.
Oh, him whoever is listening.
Amen.
He who has a ear.
Amen.
Oh, let him hear.
Amen.
What the Spirit is speaking to the churches.
Amen.Thank you for the patterns before us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the inspiration.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, go on in us.
Amen.
Go on in so many homes.
Amen.
In New York City. Lord, spread your testimony.
Amen.
Many gates open to so many seeking ones.
Amen.
Lord, bring in so many through the homes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for dying for us.
Amen.
Amen. We were your enemies.
Amen.
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 Any burden for the campus, right?
Yeah, anyone burden for the campus, right? Yeah.
Come on, like amen.
Six of them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, saints, we want to free anyone to go to strengthen the baptism downstairs. But let's give you the schedule for the remaining time.
所以现在我们任何弟兄姊妹你们有负担的话刚才